were supposed to do a raid, like a level 70 raid, 10 man and whatnot, in Warcraft. As soon as we entered the instance, everything went down.
Oh, nice.
Everything. So I wound up going to sleep like 1 o'clock.
Are you
going to
sue Blizzard for a free arcade game?
No, because it's probably back up now. It's not even Blizzard's fault. It's AT&T's fault. Stupid fucks.
Okay. Are you going to sue AT&T for a free cell phone game?
Ew. I hope not.
Oh, man.
3, 2, 1.
Challenge!
January 20th, 2008. Goodbye. This is shit and trygames.net podcast.
Completely. This is not shit.
Of course it is.
This is shit.
You ain't shit.
It's fecal. Okay, never mind.
Don't call me no bitch. You ain't shit.
This is episode 78 of the trygames.net podcast. I am your host, Austin, a.k.a. Mr. Chupon. Oh. I have 2 guests with me. No guests. They're not guests. They're my co-hosts. We would normally have 3, but the 4th one is out skiing. So let's all wish him a nose full of snow. And I don't mean that in the figurative sense. I mean literally snow.
And a clean break in the femur.
Like precipitation snow. Clean break in the femur.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine cetacean.
Alphabetically, there is Alfred, a.k.a. the Pantypode.
That's right. He's a panty raid up in this bitch.
And then there is the porpoise whale, Tony.
Yippada!
It's a mixture of 2 animals, a whale and a porpoise.
Yes.
Also, both misspelled. Well, no, porpoise is spelled correctly. Whale is not.
No, what? It's a whale.
But don't you spell it W-A-I-L on purpose?
Yeah, as in a whale. Like a scream, a whale.
Oh, the porpoise is wailing. I thought you meant it was a mixed. It was a disgusting crossbreeding of a porpoise and a whale having monkey bunk in the ocean.
Well, I do. I also have a copyright on that name as well.
Porpoise whale. Okay.
That's stupid.
Cue Big Daddy noise right
your
now.
Face is stupid. What have you been playing is what we usually start off with. So I will start off with Al. Because he hates going first. What have you been playing?
God damn it.
Yep, that's right, bitch.
I've been playing a little bit of Rock Band. I'm practicing
WoW
drums.
for about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, WoW for like 10 minutes before the freaking service went down last night. Fucking. Anyway,
Free StarCraft.
Free StarCraft 2. Anyway, I've been playing a little bit of Rock Band on Friday. I was practicing Blackened drums. Dude, that shit is sick.
Never!
I think I can do medium now, maybe. But I really want to be able to do hard. Expert, I'm not even going to touch. Because the beat is sick. It's like a... But really fast. So it's like...
I understand completely what you're saying, and I can visualize it as well.
You should be able to. Basically, it's a mess of shit that you have to sift through. Imagine having to sift through a mess of shit. You know how that smells? Anyway.
I've never done that kind of work before, but I'll take your word for it.
Al, how did they do the double bass in that song?
They skip a beat.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Really? They should just add the fucking double bass.
They might, but, like, for example, if you were to look at. What's this song? Tom Sawyer. There's a lot of double bass in that.
Right.
And they skip the middle beat in that.
Oh.
But I think it's because if you were playing with that foot. You would skip that beat unless you had the dexterity to do it all in one foot, which there are people who can.
You could do, it's like double up, so I think some people, I definitely could do a double up, but we're talking about like 4 bass beats in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like 2 kicks in a row, I'm talking about like 4. That's what I'm wondering.
It might be harder to do on that game pedal because it's powered by like a really tight string, spring.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You can't adjust it at all?
No, it's just the way it is. So, like, doing heel up is kind of hard because of that.
Mm. Yeah, I don't do a heel up. I do a step with my toes.
You just buy,
all right,
buy,
enough
a
second,
buy a second pedal just for fun, and you know, yeah, you could double pedal just so you can have the sensation.
Yeah, because you could probably just like splice the wires together or have some kind of device that alternates, but that'd probably take way too much effort. Other stuff I've been playing was, let's see, I've been playing Star Tropics, Nintendo. That game is bitchingly hard sometimes. And right now I'm stuck on the second boss because I forgot how to beat him. But that game is sick because it's like, you know, it's fun. It's basically, you turn on the game and you hit start and it gives you the Zelda menu, but just with different icons and shit.
Right.
And then you start the game and you run around and you play the dungeons. And dungeons are really fun. You know, there's a lot of jumping, a lot of puzzles, hopping over water. Don't jump into the water, you can die.
Don't jump into the water, you can die.
And the structure is kind of the same. Like, you upgrade your weapons based on how many hearts you have. And then there's parts of the game where, like, in the first dungeon, the first cave, you crack open a wall, and then you see a potion that gives you, like, full life. Then you're like, okay. You hop on a panel. You hop on a panel, and then it gives you another switch that cracks open another wall. You go into the wall, go to the next room. Oh, shit, there goes another potion. Get the potion.
Shut up.
Then you go into the you get the potion, and you hit the switch, and then it cracks open another door. You're like, wow, I wonder if I should go up here. But then there's some little piece of you that's like, nah, I think I should go back. But then you go, I'll go see what's behind there anyway.
And you
go
through the door,
and you jump straight into the water and die. Boom, 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 boom. And then you're like, you fucking dick. And then you go around and play.
So there's no way to avoid that if you choose to continue on.
Right. They kill you for being greedy. And then there's like another part. Like,
that's really, really mean.
Yeah, it's
that is like exceedingly mean. Especially when you imagine like you're a 9-year-old trying to play that.
But you'll know never do that shit again.
Nintendo taught you a lesson.
And then
I drowned.
There's another part that's like that where there's two sets of platforms, one on the right, one on the left. And then you go on the left and you get like two hearts. And then you keep going.
Oh.
The two hearts is just life recovery immediate, so it's more like boink. Then you keep on hopping up and you're like, I wonder if I should keep going this way. And you're like, oh yeah, they're both going up the same way, might as well. I jump into the next screen, splash, boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
boom,
so you
boom,
have
boom,
to choose
boom,
the right one
boom,
from the
boom,
outset or else you're fucked.
No, you can go back. It's just that if
right
you
but like
going,
you won't find out till it's too late.
Yes, you won't find out till it's too late unless you happen to just not pick up the hearts and go up on the right side. Then
right.
You'd be going through the next one. So there's like little shit like that. They scatter all about the dungeons.
Do you feel like that's them being mean, or do you think that that it's just piss poor design, or both?
I think it's them being mean. That's all. It's designed properly. I mean, you have the two paths that you can choose.
Right.
But they give you a little trial and error block. It's like, okay, fuck, I died. Looks like I'm going to have to go and not do it that way again.
Right.
I think, let's see, I've been scattered around a whole bunch of other games. Other than, let's see, there's another Xbox 360 game that's, Virtua Fighter 5.
Virtua Fighter 5, I was going to say.
Yes. I've been playing Virtua Fighter 5, playing with El Blaze, running around, jumping
that's
on people,
racist.
Spinning the shit. Well, hey, he's Lucha Libre.
That's racist.
It's not really.
I'm
it's
kidding.
More like, I know. But it's more like.
No,
Rightsist.
Rightsist?
If he was a Mexican and he was like, I'm not even going to say it.
I'm not
going to get myself in trouble
over
here. So he's a Mexican wrestler and he runs around jumping on people.
It's Rey Mysterio!
Pretty much. And one time, like, you know how they have the victory poses and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One victory pose of his is that he just, like, goes nuts. And he looks around, and he finds the camera, and he runs and jump kicks the camera. And the camera, like, falls, and it, like, looks at the sky. It's fucking awesome.
That's great.
So I'm 39
and 0. He's a Cloverfield monster.
I'm 39 and 0 in the quest mode, which is because the beginners are really dumb. And then I played arcade mode and spent 8 minutes fighting Lion, which, I hate fighting him. So
he loves you. You can tell by his wrist.
Pretty much, besides WoW.
Nothing. Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, I was playing. It's still playing Dark Wizard, and I played BioShock.
Sega CD.
I played BioShock on hard, and I advise nobody do it.
Really?
Just don't put yourself through it. I'm sure there's people that are just, you know, hardcore, but on the analog pad, by the time you turn around to the big daddy that's kicking your ass, you're dead already. Okay? And I know that the game is kind of cheap in that if you die, you go to the divided chamber.
Right.
And the enemies keep their...
their health.
You know, they're still... Yeah, their health at the same constant level that you knocked them down to. But trust me, it'll take about a few goes before you take this big daddy down. Okay? And it's just cheap. I mean, like, really. He just... it's the second stage. It's the medical pavilion. And, you know, my first big daddy encounter ended tragically. I mean, just he just rushed me. Yeah, he rushed me the first time. It was over.
Here lies the wail of a porpoise.
Well, he made the actual whale, you know, kind of that scream. So he does that. He rushes me. I'm dead. I'm like, okay, I gotta, like, bank my health. Don't
Hello,
you know.
Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah, I've got, like, 6 health packs, and let's see. What I'll do is I'll throw electricity at him. That'll stun him a little bit, and then pop out the shotgun, you know? So, okay, I started, bam! What the hell happened there? What the fuck?
Vita you know? Chamber.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, as soon as he sees you, he's like, roar! I'm like, and you can't get away from him. Because he's got this rush move that on your nice little Xbox controller, when you press left fully on the analog pad, you know, it's supposed to make you run. Unfortunately, your run is a lot slower than his rush. And his rush kills you. Okay? So I'm like, oh, well, so how do I beat him? Well, I got to knock down a level. Wow. That's really good. What game design?
You got to knock down the level.
Yeah, knock down the difficulty level.
Oh, that level.
Yeah, so I can't, you know, just don't put yourself through it. Not only, I'm not sure how it is on, you know, with a mouse and keypad and stuff. Maybe you can plan your moves better, but on that analog stick, by the time you get rushed and you're, like, looking up at the sky and you're like, oh, come on, adjust, bam! You know?
Drill
so,
to the face.
So also, since I'm house-sitting for Ethan, I'm playing something, watching Kitty! So, whatchamacallit, so I'm playing SimCity 4.
Oh, nice.
Rush Hour. And, yeah, I'm kicking ass with the cities there. So far, I've got 500,000 people throughout the map. And, yeah, I like this game. I advise people, if you haven't played it ever, play it.
How about, did you ever play SimCity 3000?
Yes, didn't like it.
No, this is better than that? Because
yes,
I was
absolutely.
I'm not into SimCity games. I just happen to like SimCity 3000. I just liked it. I mean, there was I couldn't review it for you because I don't pay that much attention when I'm playing it. I just kind of set shit there and then let it you know. Ride.
I kind of like the kind of patience and let it grow kind of games, and that's what this is, you know.
But I mean, in comparison to SimCity 3000, what makes it better?
Let's see, the designs, the disasters,
disasters. Oof.
There's different taxes for different residential zones. There's three different I'm not sure if 3000 had it. I think they did the three residential, three commercial, and three industrial zones.
I don't think it did have it.
Popular, you know, like this.
You're right. They did have the three different. I don't remember having three different taxes. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, this one has farms. This one has three different taxes for those three different zones or four different zones, depending on the if you're playing with the industry. It's got different power plants. It's got a garbage refinery plant. It's got different knickknacks you could put in your city. Like you could put the World Trade Center in there, which I don't do because I just don't want that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a whole bunch of different things that you could do. You could build avenues, you could build highways, you could build cloverleaf highways, you could build
Cloverfield.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. I got that movie on the brain, man. That's what I heard. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, cloverleaf.
Yeah, cloverleaf. I do. I love. And by the way, I did see that movie, and I did love it. And Austin saw that movie, and
I like
it quite a bit today.
See that shit.
I think you should, and I would definitely see this movie again. As a matter of fact, when Ethan goes to see it with Vanessa, I'm going to take my bitch along for the second time, and we're going to see it again. And woof. Wrong animal. Woof. What the hell?
The sound of the police.
Oh, God, I love that dog. So, so whatchamacallit? Yeah, that's what I'm playing. Orphan!
Bubble Bobble. Greatest game ever. Not really, but love that game. I played it for review, and I gave it an 8, which is so far the highest score that I've given a review for GameSpot so far.
Jesus, I played that so long, I can't even remember it.
It was basically dragons blowing bubbles
and
trapping enemies.
Yeah, and you bounce on the bubbles and trap enemies. And, like, many years ago. I played that in, like, 88 or 89.
Right. But, like, just playing it now, you know, as a less stupid child than I was when I was 9, it's just a lot more fun because you realize how much technique you have to use in, like, grouping a whole bunch of trapped enemies together and then killing them all at once. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I always used to be like, and kill them one by one.
One at a time, yeah.
When you kill them all at once, they go flying everywhere and they leave a whole bunch of shit for you to pick up and stuff. I just want to have – I just miss playing it with the second player, though, because that's when you get greedy. Yeah. And, like, shit drops on the floor, and you're like, I'm going to get this. You're like, oh, fuck you, I'm going to get this. And then, you know, you run after this. And then then it shifts you to the next stage where anybody can do anything.
You know what?
And you get mad at each other for no reason.
You know, I still have that for Saturn, the arcade version.
Oh, okay.
Which is much harder because you only have credits and stuff. But
they don't give you infinite credits if you choose it? They don't give a dip switch or anything?
Not that I remember. I think there might be a code for it. But I don't remember. And then they also had Rainbow Islands on there, which that's why I like Rainbow Islands so much, because I kept trying to finish that. I kept getting up to the 8th stage and running out of credits.
Are they humans in that game?
Yeah, they're humans.
Fuck
after
humans.
The first one.
That's
and they throw rainbows in the first one. I mean, in Rainbow Islands. They throw rainbows.
I want my dragons and the bubbles.
Yeah, who wants bubbles?
Fuck a rainbow and a human.
Bubble too, which I don't know about that.
That's what I was saying. I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And then they got Bust a Move. Which they totally fucking just...
Well, I mean, that was a franchise milking, but it was a good game. It just wasn't Bubble.
It was a pretty good game, but it wasn't Bobble.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've also been playing, what do you call it, Puzzle Quest. Perpetually, we'll talk about that later. I've been playing... I haven't picked up the Guitar Hero for a while. I dropped out of the league because I wanted to play other games. I've been playing also...
Damn Dropout.
Yeah, I've been also playing some games off of Steam. I downloaded some PopCat games, that being Bookworm Adventures and Peggle. Now, anybody who's played those games will tell you how addictive they are. They aren't even that fucking good, but you just keep on. You just want to keep on playing them because they're so easy. It's like a slot machine, okay? You go into the casino and you're like, slot machines are the devil. You know, the worst things you could play. But it's so easy. Just drop in the coin and pull the lever. Oh, that went by kind of fast. Just one more lever pull. Rump. Ding, 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 ding. Fail. Oh, it was only a quarter. Let me try it again. Rump. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, that was kind of fast. Let me go again. And then you win like 5 quarters back. And you're like, oh, I could put all 5 of these back. And then win 10 times as much. Fail. And then you keep on going at it because it's so easy to play. And that's the same thing with Peggle. In Peggle, all you do is, like, it's set up kind of like Puzzle Bobble or Bust a Move, whichever, you know, you want to call it, except there's very little strategy to it. You just let a ball go, and it bounces all around, and it has to hit these pegs. And that's it.
Oh, like
you,
Plinko.
You basically you leave it all up to physics.
It's Plinko, like
exactly like that.
Yeah, like Price is Right, Plinko.
Yeah, so all you do is, you know, click and shoot the ball, and it just bounces around. But it makes all these jingly noises, and there's so many colors, and when you win, this big fat rainbow comes out, and like Beethoven's ninth blares out when you win, or is it 7th? I don't know. Like when you hit the last peg, and it goes into slow-mo right when you're about to hit the last one, and adds a dramatic effect, and it's just a Plinko game. But it's really addictive because it's so easy to play, and it's colorful and musical. And then it's sort of the same thing with Bookworm Adventures, except it's kind of like Puzzle Quest in that it's mashing two things together. It's like kind of like an adventure game where you're going forth and killing monsters, except to kill monsters, instead of matching gems of 3 colors, I mean, three of the same color gems, like in Puzzle Quest, you're spelling out words. So, like, me being, like, someone who likes to try to attempt to think he knows what he's talking about with his vocabulary, mm-hmm. which I don't, actually. You know, I try to sit there and make long ass words. Have you ever heard me talk on this thing, man?
Oh, well, long ass words, that's different.
On the what's it called? On the game. And you're sitting there, like, if you're watching me play, like, it's the hardest thing because there are plenty of words that there's, like, tank and play and love and great and job and stuff that you can make. And I'm sitting there trying to make, like, cornucopia. But like that, but that type of shit, like, you know, takes half of the life off the enemy. So you're like, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. I wanna show off my vocabulary. All it is a freaking Scrabble game, nice. But it's so easy, and you get little items at the end of the stages to like increase your health and, you know, reduce the amount of times you get stunned by the enemy and increase your hit points and stuff. And it's just like, oh, this is kind of like an RPG, but it really isn't. What are you gonna say, Tony? Sorry.
You know what I'd be doing? Profanity.
Let's see. They allowed rape.
Really?
They did not allow clit.
They probably would allow clitoris.
Yeah, probably.
They did not allow faggy.
Faggalicious still allowed.
Because I was just like, and honestly, like, I wasn't doing this to be vulgar either. I'm like, hey, the words are there, mm-hmm. and I don't see any other option immediately. Why don't I just do it? And right. you know, they didn't allow it, so I had to find another word to do. But other than that, I tried to play the original Phantasy Star on GameTap. I couldn't, like...
It's a hard game, man. I got it on Game Boy Advance, and I actually trudged through it, but I had to use a strategy guide for the last dungeon, because it was like 100 floors.
Nah, but it's not even that. Hell? It's not even that. Like, besides the fact that the first enemy encounter destroyed me, like, when you go into a house, not even a dungeon, just a house, like, it went into that 3D map thing, and I'm just like, I don't have the time for this. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it was like a special house where that had treasures in it, and it was like the first house I went into, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, and, like, you know, where you had to get like your weapon.
Yeah, I just could, like, I don't know. I couldn't.
That's how I felt when I first played it. When I played it, 12 years ago or something like that, that same thing happened to me. But then I decided it's a game of determination. You have to be determined to play it. So wait till you're determined to play it and then play it, because at this time you're just going to be like, dude, I can't fucking do anything. I fucking hate this game.
Yeah, I don't have the time or the desire to have the determination to play this. We're in an age where much better games are out, and mm-hmm. that just hasn't aged well, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just skip ahead to Final Fantasy Star 2, you know? Does that have the dungeon crawl?
No. None of them do after that. But Phantasy Star 2 is another test in your patience.
That is.
Because just go even to 4.
Even if you get higher levels on there, you will still get your ass handed to
you.
Well,
I don't mind the level grinding that much. I mean, I think it's an ace.
No, I'm saying the level grinding is pointless. Almost.
Because you're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah,
because it's almost. Just that tough sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, and the maximum level you could get is 50. Which I've done many
years ago. Oh, right,
you were
telling
me,
and then, like, they're
you're still getting
your
ass kicked. And badly, too. So it's more like...
It's just difficult.
It's more like a team-oriented. If you don't got your team and know how to use your team, you're fucked.
Right.
Plain and simple.
I think,
you know, items and stuff like that. But, yeah, three skip, 4 is the best.
I know that 4 is the best, and I know people like to shit on 3, but mm-hmm. is it because of the setting and the story, or is it because of the gameplay is also terrible?
I actually like 3. I like the idea of 3. I like the 3 generations and how you can affect what the generations are like. Whether they're male, female, you know, twins, you know, stuff like that. I like the idea of it. The execution of the battles was not that good. Mm-hmm. The dungeons were the same as part 2, except actually a little bit easier.
Okay.
And just like it was too short, way too short and way too easy.
It was
easy.
Too short for you? It was too bland and long for me because of the dungeon layout. Because, all right, I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it one more time. Uh-huh. There's a big difference between Phantasy Star Dungeons and every other game out there. Mm-hmm. You have, like, Final Fantasy dungeons where the width of the the corridor that you are in is the size of your character.
Right.
In Phantasy Star, the width of the corridor is three times the size of your character.
Yep.
So in order to get some, basically the maps are three times bigger than they should be. Mm-hmm. And then you get into random encounters.
I see. It's just a lot larger. And does it also make it easier to get lost?
Sort
not
of.
Not in three. In two, yes.
In two, yes. But in three, no.
Okay.
In two, yes, because you're constantly getting into random battles.
You know, then I think I will skip two, because one of the things that I really dislike in RPGs is purposefully deceptive level design that doesn't show any thought to it. If it's, like, just big and windy and like, oh, we're just gonna make this all, like in Breath of Fire 2, there's this fucking stage where, there's this fucking level or dungeon where, like, the entire path you're walking on is, like, a walkway. Or a catwalk or something. And, like, it's one tile wide. So it's as wide as your character. But it just kind of goes around in a spiral. And it's like...
Or
it looks like a spiral. Or it's just like... It goes around the entire length of the room in order to get to someplace that's really close. And it's just like, come on, man. Like, don't be an idiot. If you're going to do that, make it branch off into pathways that some have treasure chests. Another one has, like, a treasure chest with a monster in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me this winding bullshit, you know? That's what I really dislike. Like, I like deceptive level design that puts some thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You definitely won't like the Green Dam in Part 2, though.
Like, you know, something with a trap door that leads to the floor below that leads to a great treasure, but
yeah,
also
they have
a really nasty monster, but then it allows you to go back and, like, retrace it. You know, things like that, and it doesn't take too long to get back to where you fell from it. You know, I just you know, don't have an appreciation. That also goes for stuff like Final Fantasy Legend on the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God. Like, the level design of that was terrible. But I did play a lot of 4 before. I forgot a lot of it, but I remember really enjoying when I played, and that probably tainted my view of Phantasy Star 1. You know, because I'm sitting there going, like, why do I have to go through this 3D maze in a single house? You know, I'm sure that it's, you know, I wouldn't like it otherwise, but this made it worse. Like, I would have been able to tolerate it. Like, I'm able to tolerate Final Fantasy Legend. Because I play, you know, because I actually played that first. That was my first RPG. But, like, I fully acknowledge it's a terrible game. Not terrible, but it's got so many problems. I'm able to tolerate that. But, like, because I played Phantasy Star 4 first in the series, and then I tried to go back to this one, it's kind of like, can I just have 4 back, please?
Yeah, they're completely different games. I mean,
yeah. If the Game Boy Advance version wasn't so broken, like, where Phantasy Star 1, it would kill your save. Like, or not kill your save, but it would... crash every so often when you try and save. Like, if it didn't do that, I would say, here, borrow mine or something. Yeah.
I just remember when we did what you've been playing a couple of episodes ago, maybe a year or two ago. You were talking about how you were running to get to a save point and your battery died.
That was the reason why I'm not playing Phantasy Star 3 anymore, because the battery died while I was saving.
So it corrupted the save.
So it corrupted my save, and I had to start all over. I was in the middle of the third generation.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm not going through all this shit again, so I haven't played it since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, that's enough fantasy farts. Let's move on to the noose.
Noose.
To the moose, and we're just gonna take a look at it because I was very bad in putting together the bucket. Al took over bucket duties at the last minute because he realized that I was slacking on the job, so I apologize for that. And thank you, Al, for salvaging this bullshit that I failed to put together. 2K Sports cancels College Hoops 2K9, and there's some speculation that it's because of EA Sports again. This is Ernest Cavalli on Game Life. 2K Sports has announced a cancellation of the next edition of their NCAA basketball title amidst rumors that EA is pursuing the same kind of game licensing exclusivity deal with the NCAA that they have with the NFL. According to a 2K Sports spokesman, 2K Sports had decided not to continue negotiations with the collegiate licensing company for the license of its top-rated College Hoops franchise, which would have been released next November 2008. That statement only indicates the cancellation of this year's edition, though it's easy to read it as an indication of the end of the entire basketball series. If the rumors of EA's intentions prove true, the incident mirrors the company's 2004 acquisition of the NFL license that monopolized the football gaming market and virtually destroyed 2K Sports' much-lauded football series. Unfortunately, also mirrored is the fact that the 2K game is better, more technically competent, and it only fails due to EA's deep pockets. Unfortunately for gamers, anti-monopoly laws don't apply in situations where the violation only exists due to gamers' refusal to buy unlicensed sports games. This sucks. I mean, yes, this is a free market. If the NCAA is willing to give them that license, so be it. I just think it sucks. I don't like it one bit. The mentality is all wrong. I don't like the mentality of it, and just, you know, this comes in the face of me starting to gain some respect for EA again.
Yeah.
And it's just disappointing.
And the only remedy for this is if 2K gets, like, the exclusive license of high school basketball.
I will say the slight difference, though, is that college basketball doesn't allow you to get the names of the players anyway. Mm-hmm. And part of, you know, sports simulation is that recognizability of the players and not just the teams. Mm-hmm. I think that people who do buy these college sports games obviously will be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But for the more casual observer, such as myself for college sports, it's kind of like, eh. You know, it really sucks, and I hate that they're doing it, but it doesn't affect me as much. Kind of like Madden didn't affect me, but I know it would affect a lot of people who did like 2K Sports as Madden, 2K, NFL 2K, and, you know, it was a better game to some people, man. You know. And I know that was highly debatable.
Myself.
So
it is, of course, because it's always depending on what you like.
But I know with the basketball, like, I can speak, you know, firsthand from playing the basketball games, that there's no way that EA Sports has ever been better at the basketball game ever since 2002. Like, and it's just a shame. They're like, you know what, we don't want to work at it, so let's buy them out. To be fair, NBA Live 08 has been rumored to actually be a good effort. So, like, they are stepping up their game. I just think that it sucks that there can't be competition anymore. Because, like, this is what I heard, and, you know, the diehard Madden, you know, loyalists obviously won't admit it. But a lot of people said that Madden 2000 and the Maddens that came after the Monopoly really did not improve that much. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a bad game, but it didn't improve. And, you know, I'll say it again, and I know I'll be flamed. I don't give a shit. The Madden blowhards will say, that's not true, but whatever. You know, and 2008 was like, or 2007 maybe. No, 08 was like the first real year that saw improvement. So it's like, how long are we going to have to wait for EA to step up their game? And, you know, put it
in
the face of no competition, right? But whatever, and they'll do what they'll do as long as they, like, don't fuck up their other games, like they don't put out another Marvel Nemesis, you know, and don't do shit like NBA Live 08 for Wii, which is completely awful. I played that in Nintendo World Store; it was like an abomination, and that should be like burned. Worst, like one of the worst basketball games ever. When I was saying that 08 was improved, I was talking about the next gen version, not Wii. But this is more interesting. Dungeon Siege is Uwe Boll's last big budget flop.
Uwe Boll sweat. That's what.
My name is Uwe Boll. I make shitty movies. It's really funny because Chris Kohler did a review of this movie, or he did a review of the experience, and like in it, he was just like, I had my friend Patrick along, which is a good thing because I certainly didn't have the objectivity to review this game myself because I've never been told to go fuck my own mother before by a movie director, which is what Paul told him to do. So basically, In the Name of the King flopped, thank God. And
yeah, I think they have numbers on there. I think it was
$3 million versus a $7 million budget.
Oh, 70, not 40.
$70 million budget, $3 million revenue. So. He basically said, this will be my last big budget film, so I'll focus on smaller films.
Hallelujah. You know?
These are films that represent my passion, and they can be done with small budgets.
Smaller films. He better stick to soft porn, because nothing else is going to fucking sell.
Yeah.
But there's another thing in that article. Basically, the other reason why he's unable to make big budget movies is because
the German tax shelter fund that has bankrolled his films had been banned. So all of his future films will have to be financed the old-fashioned way. So that answers your question of who keeps on spending money on Uwe Boll.
Conversely, Cloverfield made $16 million on its first night. So, wow, that's a lot more money.
How much it costs to make Cloverfield?
Cloverfield, $25 million.
If you want to read an entertaining review of this shit movie, not Cloverfield Dungeon Siege, I mean, go to Alex Navarro's blog at theheadofalfredogarcia.com. All one word. And he wrote the review when he was a little bit buzzed, after having seen the movie while being extraordinarily drunk.
So he was coming off of it.
Yeah. He talked Jesus. About how like some guy comes up to him and tells him to shut up because he's trying to ignore the movie, and he stares at this guy for a good 30 seconds. Without saying a word. Because he's thinking like, did he just
say... I don't
say,
understand.
He's like, I don't understand. Did he just say he's trying to enjoy this movie? I'm having trouble processing this. I kind of... Oh, shit, I've been staring at it for 30 seconds. next, which is sure to make Alfredo happy, Smash Brothers Brawl gets a perfect score from Famitsu. Then again, so did... Nintendogs. But actually, like, not to be a troll or anything, but I did read in, and of course this is NeoGAF, so take it or leave it, you know, it's hit or miss. But there, you know, there are rumors out there that the way that Famitsu operates is very publisher friendly. I mean, no, they don't take money for scores or anything like that, but they, you know, they regularly, consort with publishers. And publishers will say, hey, can you kind of please be a little nice to this game? This is one of our big games for the holiday season. Okay, we'll be nice to it. So it's like, I never trust Famitsu. You know, I haven't trusted Famitsu for a long time, ever since I heard that. Even if it's a rumor, I don't feel good about, like, trusting these scores. Will you be nice to our game? Sure! You know? Come on. That's bullshit.
That's a little too nice.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm not saying that maybe Smash Brothers didn't deserve the 40 out of the 40, though, like, as a Smash Brothers, you know, fan, but not huge fan, like, I don't even think Melee deserved, like, the 9s that it got. It's a good game, not one that I'd, like, put on a pedestal, but I'm not saying that Smash Brothers Brawl doesn't deserve what it got, but, you know, when you hear that a magazine is being asked to be nice to the game and then they say okay, that's a little crusty. And I don't know
like
why I thought of, I don't know why I thought of that adjective, but whatever. either that or they'll fire the editor in chief, you know, and then call Eidos, and then panic when everyone leaves. They said that the four reviewers praised the lengthy single player mode, which is actually good. That's one of the things that I'm looking forward to. Here's what he does say it in here in this news post. Chris Kohler says, it's generally agreed upon that Famitsu scores and the vast majority of other Japanese magazine coverage are mostly determined by the exchange of money or other considerations that fall outside independent editorial judgment. But Famitsu only very, very rarely gives a score out. It doesn't matter, okay? Anything above a 9 would get suspicion from me. Doesn't matter.
But you know what? Now that you put this and it seems to be more
shady,
facty than
truthfulness,
fictiony. Truthfulness. Why do we even pay attention to Famitsu?
Because fanboys don't care.
Yeah, I guess.
First of all, fanboys don't care. Second of all, the people who buy the magazines half the time probably don't care. Like. I think I would say that the people who subscribe to Game Informer, and this is not a knock on the magazine itself, though I do enjoy doing that because I'm a jerk, but the people who subscribe to Game Informer through their EB Edge cards at GameStop and EB Games that don't really know that much about or care to know that much about journalism, they just scoop up the magazine, they read it, and throw it away. They don't understand or care about what's going on. They don't know what the definition of journalistic integrity is. They probably don't even consider this journalism. Why should anyone care about integrity when, you know, in a magazine, when they don't care about it at all in the first place? Why should anyone care that Famitsu's getting money when either they're fanboys of what's getting a perfect score or they just don't even understand what's going on? Why are they going to care? So, you know, like now that we know, it's like, okay, Famitsu's kind of shady, fuck them. You know, that's bullshit. But, you know, to the regular Joe who is, you know, reading EGM at Barnes & Noble, they don't know, which is why I was so glad that Dan Chu came out in his editorial and said, hey, look, Ubisoft won't be allowing us to cover their games, neither will Midway or Sony Sports. And we just wanted to tell you why. They didn't like what we had to say, so they're banning us. Just thought you'd like to know. And of course, the less educated and less intelligent reader is going to be like, I want Ubisoft coverage. Why are you being babies about it? I'm going to read another magazine. Well, you know what? That's not the case. They're not being babies about it. Ubisoft's being the baby about it. They have complete right to be a baby about it. I'm just saying that that's what the real case is. And the more informed, intelligent person who cares about, I'm spending $50 on a game. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the time to try it for myself on demos. I rely on these journalists to give me, you know, good coverage on the game, and then I rely on their critics, their colleagues mm-hmm. as critics, to give me a good review, good objective review on the game. Like, to you know, sidetrack for a second, journalism and criticism are two different things, so I don't want to lump the two together. But it's like we rely on these two entities to give us honest coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear that Ubisoft is angry because someone gave Assassin's Creed a 4, and they're angry because their preview coverage was like, oh, we're worried about it. Oh, you know, I you know, that upsets me, and I'm glad that EGM is telling me the truth about things, as opposed to like, oh, but EGM sucks. So, but here's one. Stranglehold. Wait. Actually, before I even read the headlines, from our favorite female Game Life poster, Susan It'd be really funny if her name really was like pronounced like Arendt or Arendt or something very simple.
Arend.
But no, we're idiots. Well, I'm an idiot. I have to pronounce her name correctly. Arendt. I swear to God, she's going to slap the shit out of me if she ever meets me.
If you ever meet her.
I'm apologizing every single time I say this. In my heart, I'm apologizing. But
you got a funny name.
But your name is awesome. It's not funny. It's awesome.
Okay.
Any name with three consonants in the same, like together is awesome.
Luella Lillin.
Stranglehold advertisement yanked for glorifying violence. The UK's Advertising Standards Authority has pulled a Stranglehold TV spot, saying the ad was likely to be seen as encouraging and condoning violence. The advertisement featured a shootout, but the real issue is his voiceover, which said, honor is his code, vengeance is his mission, violence is his only option. John Woo presents Stranglehold. The next generation of action gaming has arrived, which it really hasn't because all it is Max Payne. The ASA felt the voiceover suggested that it was honorable to seek revenge and that violence was an acceptable solution to a situation.
You're going too far.
The ad could therefore be interpreted as condoning and enraging violence. The Watchdog group felt so strongly about the commercial that they pulled it entirely rather than simply restricting it to late night slots. Not that I necessarily side with the ASA on this one, but if there's one guy with a history of making violence glorious, it's John Woo.
Idiot.
I'll say it really quickly. You hate John Woo, don't you? I'll say it really really quickly. I don't believe in censorship, but I mm-hmm. do understand why they're so up in arms over these words. Like, I think it sucks they have to censor it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, you know. But at the same time, like, while I don't condone it, you know, I can understand that saying violence is the only option could send the wrong message. I mean, it's though at the same time, it's like, put it into perspective. You got so many music artists out there saying random shit
uh-huh.
that at this point, it's like, if you're going to censor that, censor everything else then. I mean, don't single this out.
What about right, like Rambo? They you know, always have a soundbite. I know it's not like terrible, but like it's like, live for nothing or die for something. Okay, I'd rather die for something. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know,
that,
is that going to make people?
That
no, but is that
like,
going to make people die for something?
That
I mean,
doesn't
like
explicitly come out and say violence is your only option. It's different. It's slightly
violence
different.
Violence isn't the only option. That's the whole thing. He's Rambo. I mean, like, you know, he's going to die.
Again.
But he didn't come out and say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not explicitly stating in an advertisement, in a voice, saying word for word, violence is his only option.
No, it's
you know
only depicted
I mean?
Visually, which
it,
I think
it is
worse.
Yeah, but, I mean, everything – what I'm saying is this isn't an advertisement. And this is someone saying, like saying a message to you, like, over a loudspeaker. Violence mm-hmm. is his only option, which is just in addition to it being depicted visually.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Again, though, I don't think it should be censored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that I can understand why someone would get their panties wet. But, you know, let it be. If people are smart, they obviously won't take this as a real message. But people aren't smart, so I don't know. What were you saying, Al? You were saying something.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no?
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Oh. But you forgot what you were saying.
No, I knew what I was going to say. Oh. It's the point has been way past at this point. So, Nintendo releases their Wii and DS release list for the first and second quarter of 08.
Yay! More a whole bunch of shit that we would rather not look forward to because it's getting piled with bullshit third-party crap. Okay, so there's Okami, which is good. There is Mario Kart Wii with the wheel. Oh, yeah.
The Wii Eel.
There's Wii Fit, which I'm not going to buy. On the DS is Professor Layton, which is good. Ace Attorney, which is good. Bubble Bobble, which is a surprising thing. I didn't even hear about this. Bangayo, it's okay. Actually, no, really good. I just can't find my Bangayo.
I have it.
You still have that shit?
I never gave it back to you.
Oh, my God.
It's still sitting in my box.
Find that shit. I want to play it now.
I know where it is.
I'm saying I want to play it. I have the hankering to play it now.
All right. I will give it to you next time.
If it's on GameTap or something. I heard that it came on GameTap.
No, Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast version, yeah.
No. Play only on Dreamcast.
No, I'd like to play on a GameTap.
No, Dreamcast.
No, fuck that. I don't like. I hate the Dreamcast controller. It's a piece of shit.
Play it.
I hate the Dreamcast controller. It's a piece of shit.
VMU.
I don't give a shit about the VMU. That's stupid.
Play it.
No.
If
it's on GameTap, shut up. Let me finish reading this.
Put the rumble back.
Shut up. Samurai Warriors Katana, which looks like a lame excuse for like a light gun sword game, which totally looks like garbage. It's one of those things where you swing. It looks like Dragon Quest Sword. Dragon Quest Swords, except shitty. Endless Ocean, which I don't want to fondle fish. I couldn't give a shit about that.
It's $30.
I don't give a shit.
I do. I wanted to fondle fish last night.
You go ahead and go do that. No More Heroes, which looks awesome. CSI.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that shit. Mm-mm. Kawasaki Jet Ski. Go Diego Go. World War II Aces. Dream Pinball. MX vs. ATV Untamed. Who the fuck buys these things? Agatha Christie, Baroque actually is an Atlas game, so I might be interested in that. The Masked Queen and the Tower of Mirrors. What the hell's that? Is that the Dragon Quest Swords game? I don't know.
I think so. Is it Enix?
Yeah. I think it is. Kid Sports Soccer, London Taxi, Garfield Gets Real.
Stop
Yamaha
it.
Yamaha Supercross. And then there's Karaoke Revolution Presents, which is fine. It's a karaoke game. Whatever. People like karaoke games. And it's
You're
like
forgetting
a game.
Something.
What?
Advance Wars Day of Ruin.
I'm on the Wii list.
Oh, because you said something about DS.
Yeah, but I'm going. I'll hit that. And it wasn't on the important Wii DS list, which I don't know why it wasn't.
It should have been.
Pokemon was. You skipped that one.
I don't give a shit about Pokemon. Brothers in Arms, which
That's not really important either.
Yeah, Brothers in Arms, which is just a port of a 4-year-old Brothers in Arms games. Brothers in Arms game? Come on. Oh, let's take this old thing. If we just stick Wiimote control on it, it'll be great. You know what? I have that for PC, so I don't give a shit. Balloon Pop. Yay. Destroy All Humans, Big Willy Unleashed, which I think is another remake of the Destroy All Humans, which already appeared on PS2 and Xbox. Stop remaking PS2 games! Christ!
And maybe you'll sell something.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl, March. I don't know how that didn't appear in the important list. That's weird. There's Worms, which is good. I already said Okami. There's Opuna, which apparently you only need to play with the nunchuck. You plug the nunchuck in, and you just use the nunchuck.
I know. I'm just wondering what kind of game that would be.
RPG, I think. Somewhat. Let's see. Mini Copter. Adventure Flight. Great. Alone in the Dark. Ninja Reflex. Obscure. Target Terror. Which looks completely crappy. It looks like a poor man's Area 51. Can you imagine?
Area 51 is already poor.
Yeah. Nitro Bike, which looks like complete ass. Frank Prover reviewed that for Games Radar. He gave it a 3 out of 10. Emergency Heroes from Ubisoft, Heavenly Guardian, which I don't know what this is. Blah 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 blah. There's nothing of note. It's shit. You know, when you take a few big hitters, okay, whatever. But oh god.
Help save me money.
Rygar, I guess. Oh, the Blob. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Top Spin.
Rygar is that game that's supposed to make you tired.
Top Spin 3, huh? Yeah, Rygar makes you tired. Lego Indiana Jones. That looks
that's good.
Fun. And then the DS has Advanced Wars, Aquarium, Pet Pals, N+, but only people who are familiar with Flash games would care about that. Command to Destroy, Barnyard Blast, Miami Knights, Paws and Claws, Pet Resort. Oh my god, there is a game called Homie Rollers. The Rollers is spelled with a Z.
Brat Super Baby. God.
Nano Street 2, which is good. Mr. Layton. Apollo Justice, which I said already. Zoo Tycoon 2, which could be good. Although I think the first one for DS was supposedly really terrible. M&M's Kart Racing. Yes,
the red and blue,
yes,
and green?
Yes, I choose green M&M and a cart. Garfield Gets Real. Assassin's Creed, okay. If
that title's awesome.
Garfield Gets Real. Okay, Harvest Moon DS, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Ninja Gaiden.
Dragon Sword.
Yeah. I'm trying to look for good games. I mean, I don't want
good to... Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, exactly. Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution, okay.
Well, Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
We said that. It. Like,
oh,
2 seconds ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, I
two seconds ago.
To
you. No, you weren't.
Ninja Gaiden, and I said Dragon Sword.
The World Ends With You, which, you know, actually looks kind of neat. Bangayo Spirit. So yeah, it's safe to say that neither system has great games for the whole half of the year, but DS has a better lineup. And then, Bionic Commando gets a downloadable remake, and it looks awesome.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Because that's just some, like, really cheesy picture, but I guess maybe that was...
That's a cheesy picture.
I don't know if it
was official or not. A cheesy picture versus actual video. You should watch video.
Video.
You should watch, yeah,
video. I'll watch video. Because I didn't really pay too much attention to it.
You should. It's good.
I will.
Downloadable XBLA, so you could get that. It's like the Mega Man and Castlevania remakes. It's in 3D graphics, but still 2D gameplay. The arm lets you grab people and use them as shields.
Nice.
Grab barrels and throw them at people. That got me psyched. Like, I saw the graphics, I'm like, okay, typical 3D remake. And then he started swinging shit around. I'm like, all right, I gotta get this one. And, like, their new weapons and all that shit, so. Next item. Watchdog Group threatens to expose game industry political donations. Interesting. The news that the video game industry plans to make campaign donations to politicians has gotten conservative Watchdog Group Parents Television Council ready to expose any legislator who accepts the donation. Any public servant who cashes a check from the video game industry will be exposed by the PTC as taking a stand against family... Oh, come on!
Yeah.
Taking a stand against families, and his or her actions will be communicated to constituents in his or her congressional district.
Because, you know, the video game industry has become the new tobacco. So, no fucking slush money, please.
Jesus Christ.
So dumb.
Fucking... Oh, my God. I swear to God. Parents Television Council. Maybe why don't you start about being a parent and not being on a council? Christ all fucking mighty. I've had enough of this. You guys can talk about this. This is really making me mad.
I have nothing to say. They're fucking morons.
Yeah, man. That's bullshit. I mean, against families, just because you take money from the video game industry, which I'm not going there.
You know, I think taking money from the, you know, from gun lobby, you know, from the gun nuts and stuff like that is much more prevalent than anything that the video game industry could ever fucking
not
hope
only
to
prevalent,
achieve.
But that's worse.
I mean, no, I mean, but that's what I'm getting at. You know,
oh,
that's what I'm getting
okay.
at. You
Synonyms.
Know, that's it's like what the hell can the video game industry hope to achieve? What they're gonna make you know, games that come complete with guns, and they want, you know, politicians to, like, you know, just you know, pass laws to allow this? No, it's nothing like that. You know, they're not going to make a game that's going to, like, you know, stick doobies out at fucking kids and say, hey, try one. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, smoke this.
It's not, you know, it's just what can the video game people achieve other than getting a, you know, pass at the ESRB by, you know, giving money to the politician, which is not going to happen anyway.
Or just more like, moreover, since the ESRB isn't legally, you know, isn't legally binding, just getting the politicians to back the fuck off.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Right. But, you know, but other than that, what are they achieving? Nothing. They're not achieving
anything.
They're
achieving me in getting me really goddamn hungry because, like, all this anger has made my digestive system go on
stomach's
crazy.
Boiling.
Fucking, yeah. But,
stomach's boiling.
I wanted to read this QA, some of this QA with Bill Roper on Hellgate because of, you know, all the shit that happened with its game. And I just like reading when developers are candid with the fact that they fuck up. This is from GameSpot. There's a Q&A with Bill Roper about Hellgate London, which did not get very well received. And in fact, GameSpot was one of the sites that gave it the highest scores, which is a 7 out of 10, where I think 1UP and GFW gave it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, because of the bugs and shit.
Yeah, let's see. Hellgate launched with more than a few serious bugs. Was this a matter of staying true? Oh, and let me give credit. This is Tom Magrino of GameSpot. Hellgate launched with more than a few serious bugs. Was this a matter of staying true to the ominous Halloween date, or were outside forces to blame? Honestly, we tried to do much with this game, said Bill Roper. We created our own engine, tools, and online destination from scratch in just a few years. We are really proud of the work we did. However, we were perhaps a bit too ambitious. If we could have waited another 3 months to ship, we would have, but the challenges of an independent game studio are much, much different than what we had during our days at Blizzard or the guys at Arena.net face, since we often see comparison, blah, 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 blah. They are owned by NCSoft before they had to ship. We don't shy away from the fact that Hellgate London was far from perfect when we launched, but we've also stayed dedicated to the game, and our players have been exerting every effort to make amends and get the game to what we envisioned. So, I guess he's saying yes and no, there were outside forces.
He didn't really answer that question, did he?
Although he did say that maybe we tried to do too much. Okay. MMOs launching while still... And I think this is key for you, Al, if you ever decide to get into new MMOs, to hear what he has to say on this. MMOs launching while still riddled with bugs seem to be a recurrent theme in the industry. Do you ever see this changing? Will there ever come a time when an MMO will launch without an impressive amount of bugs?
No.
The truly amount of design, art, code, balance, and testing required to put out an MMO is far beyond any other type of game. This means that it's practically impossible to catch everything before you launch unless you're willing to have the game in advance test for 6 to 9 months. And by advanced testing, I mean the game is in a state where developers think they are close to release quality. Fortunately, even the biggest and best MMOs launch with serious issues. Vanguard, although the biggest and worst, being able to basically sit and iterate on a game for over half a year isn't something you can really sell to a publisher or fans, to be honest. As for gamers, we all want great games, but we also want them right now, so it's a difficult line to walk. As an MMO player, how do you think that they could rectify this?
Can't. You just have to lessen the blow. You have to have a game come out with as few really, really stickling bugs as possible. Because basically, when it really comes down to it, if the game is good, the game is good.
Right.
And people will play it. But if there are bugs like game won't start, there are bugs like game crashes all the goddamn time, or there are bugs like you could keep getting disconnected, you can't play for more than 10 minutes, you get disconnected. You know, those are things that will cause people to not want to play. But conversely, I should say, with games like World of Warcraft,
yeah, I was
some
gonna
issues
ask
like
how that was.
Were happening. Because they're... All right. There were bugs in WoW, like when you went to loot an object from a monster, or if you went to loot an object from a mine or a place where you can gather resources, you would stay stuck in that kneeling position for like, well, in the beginning of the game, you actually would get stuck in that kneeling position until you logged out.
Oh, shit.
But
you couldn't walk anywhere?
You would walk, but you'd be sliding across the world in the kneeling position.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There were places where you would never get the loot.
Oh,
that's
sucks.
You know, you would, the enemy would be flashing as if you would loot. You kneel down to loot, and then you'd stay there. And now, like, I think it took them 6 or 8 months to actually fix that. And now if that happens, you stay in that position for like 30, 45 seconds, and it says you can't loot this. Then you loot it again, and it'll work. So it was like a loot bug.
How the hell?
There were...
No, I was just wondering. That seems like a pretty simple thing to fix.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is it still broken today?
It's not broken. It just does that now. Like, if
that's
it does
broken
break,
to me. That's broken.
It will fix... You know, it doesn't
work 100% of the time. I don't mean as in game breaking, but it's still broken.
Yeah. If you have to wait any amount of time to get a stupid message, and then the next time it works, that's pretty much dumb.
It's also funny.
Yeah, but see, I think it's because like there's sometimes where, you know, just bad data comes through. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you can loot an object and it'll say internal bag error. And, you know, I mean, who knows what the fuck that means.
Also,
but
is the looting
that...
random? I mean, all of it's random?
You mean the stuff you get from
yes.
enemies? Yeah, they all have tables, and based on the table and the chances of getting something from that table, you get.
So maybe like the permutation froze or some shit, couldn't process it fast enough, your computer sucks?
Maybe. Maybe. Exactly. Those are things that can be factors. Mm-hmm. But then there are some times where, like, I guess I'm thinking it's a data issue where, you know, you just don't get the data when you hit the loot button. Mm-hmm. And you stay in that kneeling position, and you move, you're sliding in the kneeling position. You might run, and then as soon as you stop running, you go back into that kneeling position. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, back in the, you know, in the early days of WoW 1.0, mm-hmm. it would be like, yeah, it's not going to change. You got to log out or exit the game, and you come back standing up. But then in other situations, it's like, it'll fix itself and say, oh, I can't loot this yet.
Yeah,
okay, and then you keep going.
Before we move on to the next topic, how about what about a program in which it's an extensive beta test? And I know obviously they have to keep funding up while they, you know, fix the game. But if it's in like a very close to release state, and they don't feel that they can give it away for free, how about like extend the offer to anybody who's willing to pay like a 50% discount or something like that for the testing period to help them. You know, to make sure that the kinks are all worked out, you know, or at the very least to make sure that game breaking bugs are gone, and then they release it for wide distribution for the normal price, and the testers kind of get a, you know, a pat on the back with the pricing, like they get a discount at, throughout the rest of the year.
I'm not sure. Just because
like, would
in
you,
the age of
would you do it? Would you if a new MMO came out that you're looking forward to, and they said, hey, we're going to release this game, but we're starting this program whereby we want to make sure that there are no game-breaking bugs. So we've gone through all the beta testing. It's at this point right now. But if you'd be willing to pay maybe $4.95 a month to play this game, and, you know, once we've assured that there are no game-breaking bugs after about 4 months or so, the price will be set to normal retail price, but you guys will still be given, you know, a little discount for the remainder of the year.
Like I was going to say, if in this age of free beta tests, right, I mean, even the shittiest of shitty games have free beta tests.
Right.
I don't know how well that's going to slide.
But I'm saying this is after the beta test. This is when they're like right on release. And they're saying that instead of releasing this game for you to buy for a full retail price, we're slashing the price of it and acknowledging that though this is release code, there may be some game-breaking bugs, and we want to make sure that, you know, instead of charging you full price for this, we want you to be able to play this now because it's gone through beta testing and it's supposed to be ready. We want to throw you a bone.
So then basically it's being released, but it's not being released.
Like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Tested.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you're
the new testers, and you're getting a discount on a product of which you could have fun looking at all the fucking bad things that they're doing at a discounted price.
I mean, and realize, again, I have to stress, this is release code. Mm-hmm. Because, and like, this opposed to releasing a game to everybody for full price, and then having...
Well, they are releasing it to,
okay,
well, they're releasing
yeah, you're
it to
right.
everyone
release
for
to
half
everyone.
Price
yeah.
or something.
But releasing it at full price and saying, this is our game as it is finished, this is our game that you can play full price, and then people buy it and like, what the fuck, this is broken, as was saying, hey, this is our game, we're releasing it now, you pay a little bit for it, but the reason why we're charging much less for it is because we want to ensure that before we charge full price for this, you know what I mean, like, I know that it sounds kind of shady as well, but I'm saying, like, as a consumer, I don't know, apparently it sounds like you wouldn't do it, but
I personally wouldn't, because I'd be like, well, why not just release the damn game, fix the bugs? I mean, it's going to happen anyway, because odds are, even if you were to go, if you're releasing the game in a release environment with release servers, like with the servers that you're actually going to be selling the game on, uh-huh. Then basically you would be starting out at a loss, because if your model is, say, $14.95 a month, you wind up going $4.95 a month for, like, the first 6 months.
Right.
Then you're first off going out the gate losing money, because there's no situation where you're in release and test at the same time, really.
So financially it wouldn't make sense for them.
Right. Financially it wouldn't make sense for them. And then on a consumer standpoint, I think that they would still treat it, because they are paying money,
right,
and it's not free, that it's not a test, and they just how, you know, people are. People are sometimes
right.
stupid when it comes to money coming out of their wallet. And they'll complain about the bugs
right.
that intentionally we're, you know, we're like, okay, we are really just trying to weed out all the game-breaking bugs. But then people go like, dude, this fucking game crashes, man. What the fuck?
How about if, like, the message is different? They don't say any of that shit, and they just release it regularly, and they throw a bone, and they kind of... Well, again, you said it wouldn't make sense financially, so never mind. I was going to say that they release it like, oh, you know, first... Anybody who subscribes within the first, like, 3 months gets, you know, 50% off.
But people would
still complain.
Yeah, because I think that all the complaints are going to happen right. No matter what. Mm-hmm. And what Blizzard did was, in the beginning, they gave shit tons of credit. They gave, like, okay, the servers are all down fucking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know these are peak times. We're sorry. We're going to give everybody 3 extra days on their subscription.
Okay.
And that everybody was satisfied. And then everything came back up. And it was still kind of broken, but they were releasing patches. Every time they released a patch, the whole game would be down for the whole day. And they're like, we're fucking sorry. Here's another day.
Right. Okay. Well.
And now it doesn't really happen much anymore.
I guess I just figured that Blizzard is like Nintendo and that they have so much fucking money now that they probably could squeeze like maybe a month or two at a discount price if they wanted to. But
they probably could.
But
I don't know if they'd want to.
Yeah, exactly. So. And now we move to the troubled company. SCI management steps down. For those who don't know, SCI is the owner of Eidos, who has been in the news this past winter for certain scandals involving them being bullshitty about their Kane and Lynch game, I think. I haven't heard too much about it. But
I heard it sold a million.
Yeah. but let's see. The board of SCI has announced that Jane Cavanaugh, Bill Ennis, and Rob Murphy have stepped down from their respective positions as CEO, Managing Director, and Managing Director of Studios. The news follows reports earlier that week that furious shareholders were demanding the resignation of the management team in light of the company's troubled financial situation. Last Friday, SCI's shares fell 52% over 18 years. Let's see if there's anything more about like them saying why, you know, they wanted them ousted. No, they just say shit about why these new people are so great. So yeah, Eidos in trouble. First they allegedly get pissed at GameSpot and get Grossman fired. Allegedly. Second, then they start making false advertisement with false ratings. Oh no, these stars, they were just artistic separators. And then now, like, after all their financial troubles, they get zinged by this. So, poor Eidos. I would say it doesn't matter because you made Kane and Lynch in your asshats, but at the same time, you did make the new Tomb Raider games, and they're good. So, more troublesome things going down and not being up and people demanding refunds. Xbox Live Arcade is going to give you Undertow for free, which is a $10 game, which is actually better than giving you something like Joust. Only problem, what about those people who have Undertow?
Yep.
So,
and
I mean, that's why I still think that they should, you know, give us points or credit. But
yeah, they should. They should give us the power. Because honestly, I trialed Undertow, and I'm gonna get it just because it's free. But I'm not gonna play it.
Right. As an apology to customers who face major online service problems after the holiday season, Microsoft said today that it would allow all Xbox 360 owners to download the game Undertow free of charge. The game usually costs $10, but will be free to all Xbox owners with a live account. From Wednesday, January 23rd to Sunday, January 27th. Why such a small window? And a comment, watch it be down during those days. Okay, it's like, oh, you got 4 days to download this free game. In a comment on GamerScore blog, Microsoft marketer John Porcaro wrote that those who had already paid for game... Oh, okay. Those who had already paid for the game could call Xbox customer support, who he says is prepared to take care of you. What that means exactly, I have no idea.
Oh, man. Joust. They're gonna give you Joust.
Yeah. Oh, you already have Undertow. Here, take Sultrio Solitaire.
Ah.
Let's see. Man imitates America's army, saves lives. A North Carolina man who saw an SUV flip and roll on a highway last November was able to provide medical aid to the victims with skills he learned from the America's army, says video games makers. Paxton Galvanek pulled one of the passengers out of the smoking car, then found another bleeding heavily from his hand where his fingers had been lost during the crash. Ew. I used a towel as a dressing and asked the man to hold a towel on his wound and to raise his hand above his head to lessen the blood flow, which allowed me to evaluate his other injuries, which included a cut on his head, Galvanek said in a letter to America's Army's designing team. Galvanek said he learned about controlling the bleeding from playing Section 2 of the Medic class training in America's Army, a game developed by the Army as a recruitment tool. I have received no prior medical training and can honestly say that because of the training and presentations within America's Army, I was able to help and possibly save the injured men. So, interesting. I think we a year or two ago, we ran across a similar article in which like someone learned CPR from a game and was able to help somebody. Mm-hmm. And then the argument went that like even though it's a good thing, because people can learn good things from games, they can ostensibly also learn bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunately probably true, but I think mm-hmm. it's up to the person's judgment as a fucking human being mm-hmm. to say, okay, this is a good thing, and then this is a bad thing. I won't use this.
Well, at least
I was imitating Manhunt. I, you know, shoved a pen in someone's eye.
Well, that's what you know. That's what I was getting at. At least it didn't have the caption, you know, man destroys whole family, you know, from something he learned on America's Army.
Imitating,
you know?
American Army.
Exactly, yeah. You know. So, I mean, that's usually the thing you would see associated with a game, especially a recruitment game, right? You don't necessarily go to the Army to become a medic unless you just don't want to fucking shoot people. You just want to save lives. I mean, but even then you don't join the Army.
Right.
You know, you become a doctor.
Just join a hospital.
Become a doctor. Speaking of doctors, a study shows that surgeons warm up with the Wii. This is on GameSpot's news blog.
Keep away from my fucking chest.
Gaming research is a growing field, and though the conclusions reached have run the gamut from promisingly positive to damningly negative. It seems that there are always more studies from both ends of the spectrum just around the corner. This week's entry in the former category comes from New Scientist, which is reporting on a new study that suggests playing Wii games has helped doctors score higher on certain aspects of surgical training simulation. Kanav Kahol and Marshall Smith of the Banner Good Samaritan Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona, took 8 doctors in training and then had them play games for an hour before performing a virtual surgery. Those who played on the system tested 48% higher on tool control and performance in the simulation. Mm. Those who played games that require precise movements such as Karin Rinpa, Marble Mania, in which a player tilts the Wii Remote to move a ball around in-game levels, kind of like Monkey Ball, mm-hmm. saw more improvement than those that let players succeed with broad gestures like swinging a tennis racket. Mm-hmm. The whole point about surgery is to execute small, finely controlled movements with your hands, and that is exactly what you get playing with the Wii. The research, so yeah, I mean, it's viable.
Everything's viable. Mm. It's also viable that your concentration is enhanced if you listen to Mozart just before you do something, before you study, before, you know, why surgeons listen to Mozart or classical music, you know, it ups their concentration level. I mean, this could do the same thing. I mean, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, it makes them better surgeons. No, it doesn't make them better surgeons. A surgeon can fuck up even if he listens to Mozart, even if he plays the Wii. I think it on this aspect, what they're talking about is maybe the concentration level has just got enhanced. You know, maybe they were alert more.
That certainly helps, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, whatever can get you to concentrate on not, you know, your hand movements, but concentrate in general. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's many people have different things that they could do for that. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be a fail-safe method for every single surgeon.
I don't
surgeon.
Think they're saying that, though.
No, I'm saying, but it's not going to get to that. I mean,
no one should think that, though.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I mean, I don't think they're saying that. I think that what they're saying is that there's a benefit to doing, like, things that would train your dexterity.
Right.
And games are included in that. Like, actually, one of my cousins, he's a urologist, and mm-hmm. he's a complete, like, Counter-Strike nut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should ask him if he feels that helps him concentrate.
Uh-huh.
Or he's a goofball, so he'll probably say, no, it just makes me more bloodthirsty.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I guess they'll need that surgery help because a Lineage 2 player beat his rival to death, so you might want to surgically remove that mouse from his head. The headline reads, Russian Lineage 2 player beats rival... ... to death. From Tom Magrino on GameSpot's news blog, MMO gamers have developed an unsavory reputation in the eyes of many over the years due to their fanatical devotion and often rabid fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That untoward perception was enhanced this week when Russia Today reported a Moscow man was murdered after a real-life confrontation between two rival Lineage 2 guilds went sour. After the man's guild reportedly killed a rival's character in-game.
Mm.
the two guilds agreed to have it out in real life. The ensuing brawl left one so badly injured, he subsequently died from his injuries en route to the hospital. The Russia Today report did not indicate whether official charges had been filed, though it did indicate that a 22-year-old man has confessed the beating.
Jeez. I did it.
Yeah, I beat his ass, so what? Yeah.
And that fool deserves
He's
it.
He's dead. Russia,
whoa,
man,
whoa,
fuck
I gotta
him.
Finish this. Russia Today, the English language service of the government-controlled state news agency, RIA Novosti, of course, government-controlled news, of course. She also mentions several other recent game-related acts of violence in Russia. A man from Moscow was reported recently beaten to death by a gamer from Ukraine in a similar situation of rivals meeting up. And a 20-year-old gamer killed his grandmother after she apparently announced it was time for dinner.
It's dinner time!
Yeah, fuck your mom! You're fucking your grandma.
Really?
Why don't you just shoot
listen,
me?
Listen, it is really true. Some people really do take this seriously. I mean, I remember this video clip of this kid losing his fucking mind because someone stole his Cloud song. I'm not sure if it was from World of Warcraft, but Cloud song was a song. Someone stole it, and he flipped the fuck out. He was like, and he's like on online chat. He's like, "You stole my Cloud song! Fuck him, motherfucker!"
What do you mean stole it? Like he?
I don't know. I for whatever.
Oh, it's probably a loot ninja or something. Basically, they killed the boss and they dropped a weapon or something, probably.
Okay.
And somebody else took it, so he's bitching at it. I hate it when people do that shit.
I mean,
shit.
They took it.
Just
way
wait
too
till
serious.
Next time.
Yeah, way too serious. I mean, some people are like that. They were like that on Diablo when Diablo had the you know, kill your opponent and loot them. And
right.
Then they transferred to ears because they were getting too many crazy people. You know? They were like, this motherfucker's just stealing my shit. They were like, all right, no more stealing. That's it. Just ears.
And not to single out gaming, okay? Anybody who's like, oh, gaming is bad. No. If you're a fanatic for, like, I don't know.
It could be anything.
A Battlestar Galactica board game or something
or celebrities,
like that.
Or celebrities. Even celebrities. You know, recently I watched a video of this guy, Carlos Lopez, who was stalking Bjork, and he wound up becoming very demented and wound up killing himself and was also sending a fucking acid bomb to Bjork. Because, you know, he felt that he was Bjork's savior. Like, he would have her in death. Okay, people just... There are fucking nuts out there. And anything in any medium, you're going to take way too serious.
Like Chris Rock said, whatever happened to crazy?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They don't have crazy no more.
Either that or, you know, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger.
Tiger with tiger. And now we move on to tiger. To Everybody Loves Numbers, NPD for December. $18 billion in this last year for the game industry. Let's read the numbers. Did you just say woot in a very meek voice?
Woot.
Woot tiger. Let's see. So, the PlayStation 2 sold 1.1 million consoles in the month of December.
Wow.
3.97 million in 2007, and 41.12 million life to date. So that's average of how long is it? It is in the United States. How long has it been out since 2000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like an average of carry the five, sort of five, six, about like almost 6 million a year. Which is pretty good. PlayStation 3 for December of 2007 sold 797,600. Sorry. For December, which is pretty good. And 2.56 million for the year. Life to date is just over 3 million. PSP sold 1 million in December. 3.82 million in all of 2007. Holy shit. Oh. How long has PSP
million,
been out?
Since 2005.
2 years. Yeah, 05, the middle of 05.
Okay.
So 5 million per year, which is pretty healthy. Xbox 360 sold 1.26 million in December, and that's really good. That's really fucking good. Mm-hmm. Sold almost 5 million to date, and then life to date sold 9.15 million. So all these are pretty on the 4 to 5 to 6 million per year track. Though PlayStation 3 is leading up the rear, it still like has potential. Like this is actually the year that I think it's going to move ahead. Not move ahead, but like gain steam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. The Wii sold 1.35 million in December, and it sold 6.29 million over the year, and since its launch has sold 7.38 million, which is higher than, like, well, it's...
But that number would have been greater if it had supply, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now take a look at the DS, which is destroying everything. It's almost doubling up the Wii at 2.47 million this last December. For the year, it sold 8.5 million. And for the life to date, it sold over 17.5 million. And that's for 3 years?
Yep.
3 years in its existence. And that's... And remember, all these numbers are United States.
Mm-hmm.
Without Walmart.
Yeah.
So the hope is that the PS3 is doing better than it's reported here. And it's doing decently in Japan. 360 in Japan, not so much. So that, you know, that life to date 9.15 million number looks a little bit less appealing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, the top selling games.
Wait, before you do that, I just.
Face!
Have to, your face.
Face.
They added on Kotaku, they added some Game Boy Advance numbers, but only for the year.
Uh huh.
Game Boy Advance sold 1.12 million.
Yeah. Who the hell is still buying them?
Yeah.
The cheap fans are like, I'm not going to get this touchscreen thing. Game Boy Advance costs half as much because it has half the screens. So I'm going to get this for my kid.
Half the screens.
But, like, I think, like, to date, the GBA is, like, creeping up on the PS2. Like, they're around the same 40 million mark.
Yeah.
As far as games go, top-selling game of 2007... Call of Duty 4 for the 360. Second game, 1.47 million. The second one is Super Mario Galaxy. No surprise there. 1.4 million. Guitar Hero 3 on the PS2 sold the most in December out of all the Guitar Heroes. 1.25 million. We play with the remote.
Yes.
Sold 1.8 million. 1.08 million.
I need to buy one of them.
No,
shits.
You don't. Don't add.
It's so hot.
Don't add.
It's so fucking
don't
hot.
Contribute, or else I'll have to punch you in the dreads.
Like that. It's so hot.
It's so hot.
I will fucking punch you in the dreads and then strangle you with them.
That's okay, because I'll be one of those 1-point-something million Wii Play owners.
Oh, God. You disgust me.
I got the hot.
This is not even 1.8 million Wii owners. This is for December alone.
Uh-huh. Nice. I got one of the hottest Wii titles ever.
Okay, so the 360 version of Repetitive Creed sold 8.93. That came at number 5 spot. Halo 3 came in at number 6 spot, 742,000. Brain Age 2 sold 659,000.
That's okay. Brain Age 2 is pretty good. Provided that you care. Do rock, paper, scissors, right?
I don't know. I don't dislike Brain Age. I'm just like, whatever. Madden NFL 08 came in at number 8. So, and then Guitar Hero 3 came in at number 9 for the 360.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The number 10 what? Game is Wii, Mario, and Sonic
at
the
Shitlympics.
Oh
my god, what a fucking sham. Holy fuck, how the hell did that get on there?
But for all of 2007, Halo 3 came out as a top-selling game at almost 5 million. Congratulations, Bungie.
Congratulations.
And who's and week. I'm happy for that because it beat Wii Play, which comes in at
which is
number
two
at 4.12 million.
Oh my god.
Call of Duty 3.
The hottest.
You sound like a fucking like fangirl. Like, it's the hottest.
I know, that's my point.
The hottest.
The hottest.
Guitar Hero 3 for the PS2 came in at number 4. And then Super Mario Galaxy came in at number 5. So that's...
I think I missed number 3. What was number 3?
I didn't say it. It was Call of Duty 4 for 360.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there are your numbers. Fanboys pontificate, make stupid shit, act like you know what you're talking about.
My question is, if Rock Band was working with the Guitar Hero 3 guitar, would this be on the list as well?
No.
Potentially, but, because it only comes out for 360 and PS3. Oh, no, no, the PS2 version is out. So, yeah, maybe.
You know, so, I mean, it maybe because the price tag with the drums and everything kind of hindered people, and they said, well, I'll just buy Rock Rock.
Well, yeah, the only people who could buy the standalone game are 360 owners because they have the Guitar Hero guitar. The PS3 guitars don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, and the PS2 guitars don't work either.
So, like, yeah.
Because I was going to say, the 360 ones work.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work the other way around.
Right.
I don't know. It's a whole fuck-up. But that's it for the news. Anybody got numbers? Anybody got anything to say about the numbers? Or should we move on?
We're moving on.
We plays the hot shit. I gotta get it.
We play. That's the hotness.
That's the hotness, man.
We're on to something before the mailbag. There are a couple of things to cover. First thing we'll do is read our reader bag of shit.
Yay.
This comes courtesy of CJ Hope 33. My bag of shit this week is massively multiplayer Zelda clone called Grawl. When you hear MMO and Zelda, you think, oh shit, awesome. But oh shit, would you be wrong? You're basically thrown into this open world with a character that looks slightly like Link, but has a bigger fat-ass head. I just like the first sentence. Oh, shit, awesome, but oh, shit, would you be wrong? Any kind of game structure is non-existent in this game because there's no goal. Most MMOs have no goal, but this one really doesn't. You have no levels and no stats or anything interesting to keep you playing. Sure, you can build your own stupid house and fill it with pots and treasure chests with the level editor, but that only lasts so long. It's after this crap-ass game if it's PvP all the time, so while you're trying to visit a friend's house inside the game, you can get killed by some asshole with a skull mask and a name like Sephiroth 320.
Oh, man.
Also, you have to pay for this game that is basically the retarded love child of Zelda in Second Life. So that's my bag of deuce. Hope you hate the stink.
Yes, I hate it a lot.
Sorry
that
for sending
awesome.
This twice. I forgot to mention this is CJ Hope. That was a good one.
That's a good thing.
I've gotten a third party bag of shit.
Okay.
Third party meaning
for someone else told you.
Someone else told me about this bag of shit this week while I was at work. Okay. Wonderful bag of shit. It's a game called Arc Lord. It's an MMO from Codemasters. Arc Lord, like Arch, but
oh,
Arc.
Okay.
It's an MMO from Codemasters that basically has a pretty cool premise. What it is you establish your own like land and troops and stuff like that, and it's like a strategy almost kind of game. Because your goal is to be the lord of the entire land. And the only way to be the lord of the entire land is to beat all the other players.
Mm.
You know, so now Lord after you become the Archlord, you have total dominance over the land for a certain period of time, and you have like all these superpowers and stuff like that, and everybody has to try and take you down. Pretty cool premise.
It sounds stupid. Right? No, I'm kidding. Right. Go ahead.
Anyhow, the game it came out, and I think you had to pay like $10 a month to play. Nobody bought it, so now it's free.
Oh shit.
So now the game is completely free to play. I think you have to purchase the game itself, but you have to like you can play online for free. The game is completely automatable. Like you can run a bot and not play the game at all. One of my friends was telling me that his friends got him into playing Arc Lord, but he doesn't really want to play it. And their angle for getting him to play was, look, man, all you got to do is this: you hit this button, and the game just plays itself. This is so cool.
Huh. Yeah, it's a massive
and so he's
game.
Like, so he wanted to get back into WoW, but he didn't want to play WoW because it would destroy his life. So he he's playing Arc Lord. The only reason why he's playing Arc Lord is because he can go do something else while the game plays itself.
Jesus.
And that's why that game's a bag of shit. Because you don't have to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's free.
Nice.
When it used to be pay.
Did I already use Sonic Adventure 2 Battle as my bag of
yes.
shit?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
well, I'll use
did.
It again. I won't talk about it. I'm just saying because I don't have one right now. I bag of shit.
My bag of my bag of shit comes from a good third party company for the Nintendo Entertainment System, called SNK. They made many legendary games for that system. I mean, tag team wrestling.
Yes, they did.
Fucking Karate Champ, which was one of my bag of shits. But my bag of shit is Ikari Warriors.
ABBA.
It became a cheat code, okay? Because, one, it was the only way you could continue, and two, it was the only way you can continue.
Yeah, it was the only way you actually finished the game.
Until you get to the last boss where ABBA does not work anymore, or works for like three more times, and since the bullets kind of like appeared and disappeared, see, this is how they simulated a bullet. See, it'd be a flashing dot. So it would appear, disappear, appear, disappear, appear, disappear. Sometimes, if the enemy's in front of you, you would see nothing, and then a bullet appear right on top of the guy's head, your main character's head, and then it would be over. So ABBA, and you know, because after three very very quick lives, you have to ABBA, and once you get a new life, it'll be quicker than that. So the last enemy was like this tank, and there's like all these flashing bullets, you know, the on-off switch bullets flying all over the place. And your job with your slow-moving piece of shit guy is to avoid all these bullets while trying to aim towards the tank or throw a grenade at the tank as well. And meanwhile, there's enemies coming after you, and if they run into you, you know, they got the, I'm poisonous, so if I touch you, you know, you die automatically. You know, that kind of aspect. You know, not that they pull out a knife and stab you and that's why you died. No, I just touched you. Touch of death. Touch of death. You know, so after three quick, relatively easy deaths, I try to ABBA, and it doesn't work anymore. And it's still playing. It's waiting for you to do the ABBA, but it doesn't work anymore. And it's still playing, and it's still playing. And then finally, the game over thing scrolls up. And that is it. It's game over. And that's why the bag of shit, that is a bag of shit. You know, so, yeah, that's my bag of shit.
Yeah. Jackal is much better.
Jackal?
Oh, God, let's not talk about Jackal.
Heavy,
I like that
heavy
game.
Barrel. I'm saying I like Jackal. That game is awesome.
But Rob hates that
why?
Game.
Why?
I don't know. We should ask him.
No shadow kick. Seven. No. now, we have a fake topic to just burn 5 minutes or so before we get to the mailbag. We were talking about little guilty pleasure games. Though not really guilty pleasure, because guilty pleasure implies that it's not really that great, but you like it anyways. Mm-hmm. More so games that like...
that specifically another time. We should talk about that specifically another time.
But, you know, games that, you know, we've got a big pile of games that we have to get through, you know... I still haven't finished Half-Life 2 all the way. I have a little bit more to go.
Me neither.
You have this big backlog, but it's like you keep on going back to this one game over and over and over again. And for a lot of people, that's PopCap games like Peggle. So I guess I'll start off because Al is like going first.
you never go first.
I would say recently for me it's Puzzle Quest, because I picked up my PSP very sporadically now and then to play Outrun, maybe a little Burnout, some Jeanne d'Arc, which is a very good tactical game, but I just didn't have my PSP with me at all times. Now I have it with me at all times because of Puzzle Quest, because it's so goddamn simple and like mindless, kind of. Mm-hmm. No, not really mindless, because Bejeweled isn't mindless, but it's basically Bejeweled in an RPG shell. Like the GFW radio guys called it like Bejeweled with mana, which is basically what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you're doing is you're playing Bejeweled, and then if you get enough red jewels, you can cast a fire spell or some shit like that. Fireball, you know, shit like that. So, but because like you gain levels and you gain treasure, and you know, you take on quests, which all the quests are play Bejeweled. Mm-hmm. But you're doing this in the context of leveling up your guy and getting new spells, and it's just really interesting, and just really addictive and easy to pick up.
This doesn't sound bad at all.
Did you ever play Bejeweled, Tony?
Yeah, I have.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
No?
I never enjoyed columns. I never enjoyed
You definitely Bejeweled. Wouldn't enjoy this then, because that is the bulk of the battle play. Like, instead of fighting a monster, you play Bejeweled against it. That, and that's how you do it. Like, you basically, you're walking around the land, and if you either encounter a monster on the map or you take on a quest. When you take on that quest, you go to the location, and then the play screen switches to a bejeweled play field, and from all the gems, all the different colored gems do different things. Like, you have, I don't know, you have four different types of magical mana, which is basically earth, wind, water, and fire.
Okay.
Is it that? Yeah. Earth, wind, water, and fire, all denoted by the different colors. And then there are purple stars, which are experience points.
Okay.
And then gold piles, you know, obviously, which you match three and you get the gold.
Okay.
And then there are skulls, and those cause damage. So when you link up three skulls, that causes damage to the other guy.
Okay.
And it goes turn by turn. So you go, then they go, then you go, then they go. And it gets a little bit strategic because you don't want to sit up the guy to give them skulls to hit you with. And, you know, if you get four in a row, that gives you an extra turn. And then if you build up enough, like I was saying before, you build up enough red mana. Or if you get a lot of red and green mana, like, you can cast a spell that, like, stuns them and you can get an extra turn.
But that still sounds interesting.
It is very interesting. And I don't. But the thing is that I don't know if you'd like it because it's all based around the Bejeweled gameplay. And
if it adds a new element to it, like what you're talking about, and it does sound interesting, I don't care about, like, you know. Because Bejeweled and Columns, it was just this one thing over
and
over again.
It's just doing,
you know,
I should lend it to you, or like, I'll find it for you for cheap or something. It's really good. It's actually for every console. It's for Wii, PS2, PSP, DS, you can get the 360 Live Arcade one. That's supposed to be the best version. I believe it's also out for PC. So you have many options. Though for me, personally, I would rather play it on a portable system because
that's the
type of game that I peck away at, you know, on the subway. It's not something that I'd want to sit down in front of my TV to play. But, I heard it's very good on all consoles. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a question.
You have an answer.
From your personal experience, Austin, do you feel that the difficulty in Puzzle Quest ramped up, like, incredibly high? Like, from the beginning, from the outset, it just, like, ramped?
No. I think the difficulty is gradual with some spikes. Those spikes being, like, boss battles or some particularly strong monsters. So it's kind of like in any other RPG where it kind of gradually grows, but there are one or two bumps in the road that, like, just kind of, like, throw you across the fucking room.
Because a friend of mine was playing it. He said that, like, it got hard really quick.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a boss, like, you'll be cruising along, and you'll be getting harder and harder, and then this one boss will kick your ass. But when you sit down and you focus and you really, really get patient and get lucky, then you'll beat it. So, yes and no. And, like, a lot of times the AI makes some boneheaded mistakes, but I kind of forgive that because it makes it feel more like you're playing against a human. You know what I mean? Like, they'll miss a sequence of skulls that they can make into three and hit you. Like, they'll be doing all this random shit on the other corner of the board. Like, they'll get another turn, and then they'll hit four, and they'll get another turn, and then they'll get, like, a whole bunch of experience points and whatever, and then they'll, like, instead of hitting you for damage, they'll do something else, and it'll be your turn. You'll be like, why did they miss that? But then you'll be playing against them, and you'll be doing random shit, and you'll be getting all hectic, and then you'll forget that you won't see that thing in the corner that could have given you some power, and then you're like, oh shit, I missed that. And then you kind of feel like, okay, if the computer did everything possible, then you could never win. Or, like, it would be extremely annoying because they did everything right. You know what
It'd
I mean?
It'd be Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, exactly. but it's interesting, and like I said, there are many avenues for which you could get it. If you have a laptop, you could probably download it on Steam.
Oh, cool.
So, let's see. Another one, obviously, is Guitar Hero. I mean, that destroyed me, like, in terms of getting to my backlog. Mostly because of the Guitar Hero League that Ben ran. But, you know, I would just play it all the time because there were some favorite songs I just kept on liking to play over and over again. And now I think it's run its course. Like, now I you know, only care to play it, like, when friends are over or maybe once in a while to make sure that I don't grow into suckiness. But there was that. And then I think... back in the GameCube days, there was Tony Hawk's 3. I just kept on trying to do that airport level and kept on trying to get, like, 3 million point tricks.
Which I never got.
Huh?
I'm pissed off about Tony Hawk's 3.
Really?
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Once upon a time, I went to Blockbuster and I rented Turok Evolution. And when I saw how shitty that game was, I remembered packing it up and I remember returning it to Blockbuster, when in fact, in Blockbuster's Turok Evolution piece of shit case was my Tony Hawk's 3.
Oh!
So I got to keep Evolution for the price of a Tony Hawk's game.
Oh, man.
And I still have Evolution. I could show you it. It's a game that it has never been played. It's been played.
Oh, we played it.
We played it at your house, but I have it in a CD case, and the CD case is actually rotting over this game. Because I played it that one time, and I was like, wow, what a piece of shit game. And I was like, I gotta return this game. Nope, return Tony Hawk's 3.
Oh, jeez.
Very pissed.
What about you guys? What are those backlog endangering games have you?
Oh, I know Owls.
Wow.
We all know Owls.
So what backlog endangering game besides WoW?
Pokemon.
Yeah, that'd be one.
Back in the early days, Final Fantasy XI was really bad. I would play it for 16 hours a day when I didn't have a job. Mm-hmm. Guitar Hero 2 and 3 were, well, not really 3 as much, but 2 was a big, big time taker. A lot of DS stuff earlier on. Like, I don't know anymore. It was a lot of DS stuff, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Because I was playing Pokemon so goddamn much. No, it wasn't a lot of DS stuff. It was a lot of GBA stuff. Like, a lot of the GBA RPGs that I had. I went through Breath of Fire, and that was like 40 hours. Then I went through...
The original one?
Yeah, the first one. Went through the Pokemon again with Sapphire. That was like another 80,000 hours. Yeah, those games. Mostly the RPGs that have that similar vein as in Pokemon, mm-hmm. that keep my interest. Like, I would probably, if I bought Dragon Quest Monsters, I might wind up going on that same tip. But I don't know. Every time I see that box, I'm like, damn, I want to buy it. But I don't buy it.
I'll let it to you.
Yeah, I know. And,
you can fornicate my metal slimes together.
Ew. But I really do need to get on my backlog. You mentioned being stuck at Half-Life 2. Well, not being stuck, but being in the middle of it. Shit, I'm in the middle of Shenmue 2.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still, I'm actually, I looked at the progress, and I'm pretty close to the end of Half-Life 2. But, like, it would have been so much better if I finished it when I first bought it, just because, like, it's such a wild ride, and to have that, like, split up between, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not doing the game justice. It's such a fucking good game, and it's like, you can't play that in segments, but...
Mm-mm.
Anyway, that's gonna be my next goal. Tony, what about you?
Main one ever, the biggest one ever was Diablo 2. Only because I had so many options with that game. One, you could play the game regular. Two, you can edit the MPQ files and make your own maps, make your own game, pretty much. And that's what I did, and that took up not only a lot of my backlog game time, but school time, work time. Took up a lot of fucking time. Time with my girlfriend, time, you know, just eating, time from sleeping. There would be times, and, you know, and of course the third thing was the online play, of which I get to show off what I made, you know. And I never, the one thing that I never did though was make my own items, only because that really fucks up everybody else's game, you know. But I made things that everybody could play on. It doesn't affect their inventory or their game playing experience, but I just, there was so many options there for me that I just, this game, I swear to God, if I spent 6 months straight on it, in total game time, I don't think, that's not even close. I spent an entirety of maybe a year. If I laid all my game playing time end to end, maybe a year, maybe a little over a year. I mean, it's that fucking bad. That took over my life, you know.
Jeez.
But after a while, that just, you know, I done everything I possibly could on it, and wouldn't you believe that the first game that I played
And trust me, I have like all these different systems and stuff. First game I played after I got done with Diablo 2 was Metroid 3. And that's pretty sad. That's pretty sad because here I am. I have Ocarina of Time. You know, I have Dreamcast games. I have whatchamacallit. What else? I had PS 1 and 2 and all these other games that I didn't play. You know, I mean, just tons of fucking games I've never played. I've never finished Devil May Cry. You know, I've never finished whatchamacallit. Well, I'm never going to finish that game anyway, because just on principle, Final Fantasy X, fuck you. you know, but...
Same here.
But, like, there's so many of these games that I've never finished, you know? Ocarina of Time, I finished at that time, but I would love to play it again. But, like, all these games I've never finished, and the first game I get to is a game that I beat, like, many, many times over. Metroid 3. You know? I mean, right. That's pretty bad. You know, that's just pretty bad. But, right now, my backlog is Gears of War, which I didn't get off the second act or wherever it was. I didn't get past the Berserker. Ninja Gaiden.
I like door making. Fuck Berserker.
Never finished Ninja Gaiden. Didn't finish Outlaw Golf. Never got to Fable.
Me neither.
You know, and what am I doing? I'm playing Bioshock. I just beat Bioshock. Why am I playing Bioshock? and then what else am I doing? I'm playing Dark Wizard. Why the fuck are you playing Dark Wizard? That's a Sega CD game. What happened to the other games? Play the other games. Why'd you buy them? You paid money for them. Why don't you play them? Oh, no, I got plenty of time. No, you have a heart condition. Why don't you play them now before you die?
But you have a heart condition.
You know, it's like I just take this shit for granted. But I got to honestly say, I'm not unhappy about not playing these games. I know that eventually if I do get to play them or not, you know, it was quite an experience when I played them for the little bit that they were. But, you know, just once, I got to finish something that I started, at least Ninja Gaiden. You know what I'm saying? At least. I mean, many people finished it. I should be one of them. You know? But Bioshock.
I know the Xbox one, right? Did you guys?
Yeah, original Xbox.
I haven't finished it either. Don't feel bad.
Really? I thought you did.
No, I should.
Oh, man. And that's...
Yeah, I've been having...
That's funny, because I finished... Like, I got the Xbox 360, and I got Bioshock. And I wind up finishing Final Fantasy XII after I got Bioshock. How is that possible? Why? Why'd you do that? Why would you do something like that? And then after I finish Final Fantasy XII, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts. But you beat that game, you know? And then I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 2 after that. What is wrong with you, you know? So, you know, it's like kind of like you stick with the oldies and goodies and you try to relive these memories and shit.
Right.
It's just great. I mean, let's mention God of War. Both parts. Both parts. I was like, oh, wow, I finished them both. Okay, let me play them all over again. Started with one, you know?
I am the God of War!
So, that's my thing.
Gotcha. All right, well, that wraps it up for that thing. We will move on to the Bag of
Meh.
Right now, this is in our agenda. We've got to answer a question from Ben, aka Zaps, aka Ben Wilkins III, as he is now known.
I got something to ask him.
Yeah, we got something to ask you, Ben. that we forgot to answer last week. I think when I was reading the question list, I kind of glazed over it by accident. So here we go. His first one is: the past couple of months have rekindled my anticipation for Rock Band, because he's in Britain, so they don't have it there yet, thanks to all the incredibly positive reactions from the consumers. Oh. But a Europe release date still hasn't been announced to my knowledge, and I'm rather envious of Americans who've had it for quite a while now. However, a big turnoff is its high price compared to everything else. After purchasing the the full package, do you feel that you've gotten your money's worth playing the game? Yes.
I do.
What'd you say?
I said I do.
I have because, I've played it with a bunch of people, and it's been a really great time. I think the real key here is, do you have people who can play it with you? If you're just going to buy it for your own thing and then just play it and only play it online, it becomes a matter of how much do you really want the game. If all I did was just play this by myself and only played it online with people, then I probably would be a little upset that I'd spent $170. Even though it's still a good price for it, the experience that I would have wouldn't amount to what I spent. Again, though, because people have come over and we've had these big things at my place and then at Al's place, it's a lot of fun for everybody. So I do think it is. And the fact that you get like the drum set and the guitar in one package is pretty good, too. I mean, you're talking about a guitar that they're charging $125 for if you don't return when it's broken. Normally that guitar would, you know, what cost? What does the Xbox 360 Guitar Hero guitar cost? Like the Explorer I know is 40, but the wireless is 50 bucks, right?
Yeah, about 50, because the game is 60, right. And it comes out to 100, so actually it's like 40 still.
Well, but I mean alone, though. Not a bundle.
I think it would be, I think, well,
because it's more expensive.
I think if they
alone.
Are going to sell it alone, because they haven't sold
not
it alone yet,
no.
I don't think.
So the,
but if they will, they probably will sell it for 50.
Absolutely.
Right. And then you let's say you take 50 for the guitar, and the drum set, you look at it, that can't just be like $50.
No. 70 know? At least.
But yeah, 60, 70. So like let's say that you've got 120 and then the game is $50. That adds up, you know. And then you got the microphone too, which you can get a USB microphone for $20, no big deal, but it still all comes with it. And then the shitty ass USB hub that broke. But yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it. I mean, if you will get full use out of all the instruments and you sing a little bit and you have some friends over to play it, easy, you know. Mailbaggy goodness number 2. I don't think I've heard you guys discuss or express your game of the years. If I'm wrong, forgive me, but I'm interested to hear what your personal favorite titles from 2007 are. We did address this a little bit. It's hard to say because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we are not quote unquote
super rich.
Not only are we not super rich, we also do not have super amounts of time.
Mm-hmm.
We are not professional. Well, I guess I kind of am, but like what I review is Virtual Console games, so I really don't have that perspective on Call of Duty 4, which I haven't played yet, which I really want to. I haven't played Call of Duty 4 yet.
Yeah.
I played a couple hours of Bioshock. You know, I haven't played the Orange Box yet because I'm still trying to finish Half-Life 2 before I get there. So I don't have that that completely current perspective enough to say that this is a game of 2007 for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything I say would just be a lie. If you were to ask me what my personal favorites are, I'd have to think about. I don't have to think about it. I really would. But
for the year, you're talking about the year.
Yeah, for this year. Yeah, for this year. Of the games that I have played, of the ones that came out this year.
You mean for last year?
Last year. Yes.
I don't know. I'd have to think. I really would have to think about that.
What about God of War 2?
God of. Okay. Thank you for that. God of War 2 would be way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely up there.
You could do per console. That might be
easier.
Did
Oblivion come out this past year? Or was it 2006?
It was 06. 360?
It was 06, I think.
I think it was 06.
So no, that wouldn't be it. And
end
I haven't
06.
Played it enough, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still level 1.
You haven't leveled up yet? Dude, just jump around a bit.
I haven't played it since... No, the athletics... I mean, acrobatics is not a part of my major skill.
Never mind, then. Excuse you. I don't know. I haven't played that much specifically for this year, and I can't say Twilight Princess because that was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I guess something from 360, possibly Guitar Hero 2 for the 360. That's a potential over there.
It came out in 07?
Yep. March of 07.
Oh. Yeah, and 3 was released the same year.
3 was released the same year, yeah.
Yeah, but only because 2 was
already out. Yeah, it was
already
out. But yeah, specifically the 360 one, it would be my favorite one, not the PS2 one.
Right.
I'm trying to look at my stack of games here. possibly Dragon Quest Monsters Joker, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds weird because I only gave it 7.5, but I think there's a difference between evaluating a game on a critical basis and just your personal kind of, like, fondness for it. Yeah, it has a lot of problems that did aggravate me, but it opened me up to this... It made me more willing to try out Pokemon. The only reason why I don't try Pokemon was completely irrational reasons. They're stupid fanboy reasons. Right. I hate the fact that they're milking Pokemon and they come up with these stupid movies, which is really stupid because a lot of other things do that too.
Yeah.
I'm just like I said, it's totally irrational and I don't have a right to hate it the way I do. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. But like having...
And you have the right to hate it.
I have a right to hate it, but it's not... It's stupid. It's a stupid reason why I hate it.
I got an easy one for
you. I fully admit that. But like it opened me up to that genre like of collecting and shit, and it's pretty cool. What were you gonna say, Tony?
I got an easy one for you. What's your favorite PS3 game?
Right now?
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, so you do have that. Okay.
That could be Game of the Year 07.
Yeah, but I haven't played enough.
For
but
PS3.
I haven't played enough of it yet, though.
No, I thought like you played a few games on it, and from your first outlook at it, it was bleak.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 2007 wasn't a good year for it, but I mean, I'll say this, okay, like, and someone's made the point before on other podcasts, mostly Sony fanboys have, but they're right when they say that if all you were going to do was buy a PlayStation 3, you're fine. You have Oblivion, you have Ninja Gaiden Sigma, you have a lot of third-party ports. No, they don't come out as well, but if you wanted to watch high-definition movies as well, you're set. You got a Blu-ray player, and you've got many of the same games that 360 has. Mm-hmm. You're going to get stuff like Metal Gear Solid 4, which the 360 won't have, or if rumors, you know, if stupid rumors won't go away, you won't have for a while on the 360.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I mean, it has... if you're a PS3 owner, you're not dead. You have good games to play, and I think that anyone who thinks otherwise really has to pay attention to the lineup. That said, if you're a multi-platform gamer, you're not that interested in high definition, and you are more concerned about how much money you spend on a single console, of course a 360 is going to be the better bet. But, you know, for as far as the PS3 goes, like, you're not... If anything, if you're a Wii-only owner, you're shit out of luck.
Yep.
You got one of the greatest games of Mario Galaxy, you got Twilight Princess, you got Metroid Prime 3, and then...
Oh man.
I mean, yes, they're gems here and there, like Fire Emblem and things like that, but when you put that up against something like BioShock or Oblivion,
no comparison.
You know, it's like, come on, you know, but so as far as 2007, yeah, I mean those would be my games. What about you guys? If you could think of it. If not, no problem, we can move on.
I would say my personal favorite is not even a full game, but I guess it still qualifies as a full
burning
game.
Burning Crusade,
yes. Because I've definitely put in more hours and more transfers and more money into that, and I've gotten much more enjoyment than any other game that I played last year. While I highly enjoy playing games like Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and doing stuff with the Wii, like playing the Virtual Console stuff, and I was playing Metroid for a while. Nothing really keeps me, you know, going back and doing things and seeking better challenges than World of Warcraft at this time. And I would say for the DS, my personal favorite is going to have to be Pokemon.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Of the same reasons.
Give you the world. All I can do
Pokeballs.
Is give you.
What about are you still going?
Let's see. Yeah.
You're still going.
Two more consoles to go. For 360,
Stop chewing on your mic. Just go.
of the games that I have, I don't know.
Well, you've had it for such a short while.
Yeah,
I've had it for like 5 months.
I probably had it just as long. Yeah.
So it's like all just one big influx. Every time I think about 360, I go whoosh.
Rock Band.
I have.
Yeah.
You know, there's Rock Band, Guitar Hero. There's Assassin's Creed, which is excellent, which I haven't played since.
I can't believe I totally
ago.
Didn't say that. Yes, Rock Band would be one for me.
Right.
God.
You know, Rock Band is certainly, I guess, above all, Rock Band would be the game of the year for me. Last year.
Right.
For Wii, I think the game of the year comparatively is going to have to be That Metroid game.
That Metroid game? Yeah, but how much
for some reason I couldn't think of the entire name.
Corruption. Tony?
Yeah, mine is not only because I think it was Game of the Year, but in general I've never played a game, first-person shooter quite as great as this game. Both in the storytelling, the graphics, the way it moves, the playability, the just like all the different options and things you could do in this
Plasmids.
Game. Plasmids! BioShock! Everything about this game, I was impressed from the first time I started it. And, you know, I'm a big pussy when it comes to FPS games. And somehow I found a way...
Big pussy.
I found a way to beat this game. Right. And that is an accomplishment, you know, when you come to the fact that I also have the orange box and Half-Life 2 I can't even get through because, once again, I'm a big pussy.
Right.
You know, so I would say BioShock first. Portal second because of the same reason. I've never played a game quite as innovative.
Right.
And that game is really, really well done. Short, very short in my opinion. Could have had more options to it, but in general, very simplistic, easy to catch on, and just like off. It freaks you out sometimes because because of the way you have to just like not freaks you out scared. It's just like it's a mind blow. It's a trip. It really is. Well, some of the maneuvers you could pull off. Sorry.
I have to ask you this, and this is a very important question. Is the cake a lie?
The cake is a lie. Now, actually, no.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I can't spoil it. I can't spoil it.
Don't talk about it. I just know that the cake is a lie.
No, the cake is a lie. It's written on the wall. And, yes, for the most part, it is a lie. So, whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit?
For the PS2, God of War 2.
Oh!
Absolutely. Definitely. What other games I got? What other games did I get? No, that was like 2 years ago, right? Final Fantasy 12?
Yes.
I think it was End of 06.
It was End of 06.
November 06.
And then we can't do, as you said, we can't do Twilight Princess. Can't do Raven Rabbids.
Rabbids 2.
By the way, I heard Raven Rabbids 2 is really bad.
Yeah, I heard it was a disappointment.
I heard that because one of the things I liked with the original was that the single player... you could play single player, and that unfortunately you had to play the single player in order to unlock the multiplayer, which I thought was stupid. This time you have to play multiplayer to have all the levels, whatsoever. You know,
so you can't even do it by yourself.
Right, exactly.
That's
so you know they took away the single player game aspect to a great deal. Oh well, I would say those are the newest games that I've played that have just totally blown me away, and those would be my picks of the year. As I said, I didn't buy much, because one, we don't have the time, two, I don't have the money, and three, what other games am I going to buy? I'm a puss. There's so many games out there that I could have bought that might have been, good. That I didn't buy. So, whatchamacallit?
That's okay, it. Moving on.
Yeah.
Actually, I will say that even though Twilight Princess did come out in 06, I did play all of it in 07.
Yeah.
So if that
so it carried over.
Yeah, if it counts for anything, that probably would be my game of the year, but it doesn't count. CJ Hope returns to ask, I'll keep this short with a... Ooh, this is a good one for Al. I'll keep this short with this question. Buckethead or Herman Lee? I know Al listens to rock and is in a rock band, and I know Austin has played both Guitar Heroes. Both have been in it, so I figured I'd ask. Also, I need to know because I'm a sheep with no opinion of my own. Just kidding, I personally think Buckethead is better because none of his songs sound like the Power Rangers theme. But hey, I love Power Rangers, so Herman Lee is cool too. Guitar Boy, you say.
That's a tough question, man. That's actually a really good question. I think that it depends on what you want to hear. Now, they both play pretty similarly. Like, they both have very, very fast licks. They both have a mastery of the guitar. They both can do, like, insane sweeps all across and whatnot. I think that... Oh, and they can also do, like, multi-string tapping and things like that. Except Buckethead could do multi-string tapping with four fingers. I don't think Herman Lee can do more than two. If you want to hear epic, like, movie metal, go for Herman Lee.
Epic movie metal.
If you want to hear
Muppet metal.
Yeah, Muppet Metal. If you want to hear just like crazy, I don't even give a fuck what kind of music it is I'm playing type stuff, then go with Buckethead. I know that you've just gotten this new obsession with Buckethead too. Buckethead.
Who are you talking about? Buckethead obsession.
Oh, CJ Hope.
Oh, no, he's just saying just because none of the songs sound like the Power Rangers theme.
No, but on his GameStop blog.
Oh, okay,
a new fan.
I gotcha.
Of Buckethead.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a guitarist. I'm a cellist, totally different instrument. Mm-hmm. From what I see, I feel like, from what I've seen of Herman Lee performing live, they're very sloppy, and it kind of takes the wind out of the sails. So, like, just out of discipline, I'd take Buckethead.
Oh, Buckethead is awesome live. He's like the same live
right,
as he's
that, and
the
that's
album.
What I look for, you know, in anything, not just rock, but like, you know, rap, everything. You must be the same as you must have the same discipline as you're on stage as you are in the studio. And I don't like the, like, I still, you know, a guilty pleasure like listening to them, but I don't like how like they get drunk and try to play, and this is Dragon Force sometimes, they get drunk and they try to play and it sounds like kind of like crap. But you know, Buckethead also is just the music to me is more innovative, and just it goes out that it reaches, whereas Dragon Force is just fast, insane, and impressive, and it's fun for me to listen to. I know a lot of people hate it; they think it's like childish, and yeah, it is. So what? You know, I'm not a metalhead; I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm Dragon Force to me is probably like, you know, Dragon Force to other people, the way I like it, is probably like Puff Daddy is to people who don't know rap. They like him. I hate him. He's not who you should be listening to if you respect rap at all. But hey, I'm doing the same thing with Dragon Force, so have fun with it. So yeah, Buckethead. Plus, he grew up in a coop with chickens. And he ate them, too.
Oh, nice.
Or did he not eat them? Oh, he did eat them.
Why does he eat chickens if he was raised by chickens?
Next one from Digimatrix. What are your favorite video game characters? Ah, interesting one. I would go with Samus from Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
I might throw a vote in for Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Kefka from Final Fantasy VI.
Mm-hmm.
Lars Umlaut from Guitar Hero. Just kidding. Not him. Midna from Twilight Princess.
Hey!
Yeah. Well, that's actually freaking what's her face?
Navi.
Listen!
Yeah. Her, I hate.
Uh huh.
Midna chuckles at you and she makes fun of you. I like that. Yeah. the cars and Burnout. No, just kidding. I don't know. I think those guys, old school wise, I would say. Geez, it's hard because they really didn't characterize anything in the 8-bit days. Does Tanuki Mario count as a character?
Tanuki
Mario. I'd say Tanuki Super Mario. Billy Lee from Double Dragon, because he kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dudes from River City Ransom. one of the gangsters that said like really inane shit. I can't remember what his name was, but he was like one of the first guys you come across. I think he's part of the Zombies clan, but I forget. Mega Man. I gotta go with Mega Man. And certain enemies of his. And what about you guys?
I would say Sephiroth.
Oh, wait. Ryu Hayabusa from Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sephiroth. Definitely.
Sephiroth, okay.
Yeah. Well.
Sephiroth!
That's his end music, too.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they saying? Cloud
it's
Strife.
Like the Omen.
Let's see. To some degree, Aeris. Let's see.
Can I interject here? I forgot one character.
Sure.
I would say Mr. Sandman from Punch Out.
Good one. Good one. Oh man. I'll go with Super Macho Man from Punch Out.
Super
Macho Man.
Flexing my boobs.
Who else? I was going to... Kratos. Don't like the Batitude.
what the hell was that?
But, you know, yeah, Kratos, definitely... there was some other fucking kick-ass characters that I just can't think of right now. You know what, Al? You go, and I'll be thinking.
Okay. My top two are Mega Man X and Samus.
Oh, the X version.
Yes, I have this thing for... Yeah. I want to have a guitar with Mega Man X on the wood, the panel thingy, the design from a Nintendo Power issue, which I still have for that purpose. And... yeah, Samus is my bitch. And,
is your bitch?
No, you're her bitch.
You're her bitch.
Yeah, one of those two ways is right. I like some of my favorite game characters are also from like Warcraft. Like there's it's a lot of lore based stuff, but like Grom Hellscream. He was this guy who used to have this like really crazy voice in the Warcraft 2 expansion. And he became like a big hero for the orcs. Mm-hmm. There's Uther the Lightbringer, who's the main paladin in Warcraft 2. And he died in 3.
Oh, spoilers! Oh, no!
Oh, no. Then there's Lothar, who unfortunately died in 2. He was like the fucking man. He was like the lead guy who just like went everywhere and fucked shit up everywhere he went until he got ambushed. Let's see. Other games include... I can't remember. I like Link. Like, adult mm-hmm. Link. Kid Link is eh. I like playing adult Link in Smash mm-hmm. Brothers. Then there's... Luigi. Luigi's is my favorite Mario character. And... I don't know if I can really think of anything else at this point, but if I think of it, I just like yell it out.
Okay.
I'd be like, marbles!
You have no marbles!
Marbles on okay pigeon. I would say Pain from Final Fantasy X2. She was badass.
Fuck is that? Oh, X2, yeah. I didn't play it.
Let's see. Ganon.
my favorite character in the Final Fantasy series is Cecil. No, Rubicant.
it just reminded me, yeah.
Rubicant is the man. Honorable.
Yeah, I hate Kenazo because you cast a single Bolt 3 on him and he's gone. That's like
yeah,
piece of cake.
Yeah, he's a loser.
He's a loser. I hope they change that for the remake. I hope he's harder.
Sonic.
Yeah,
Sonic I don't like so much. Oh. I feel like I like the games, I just don't find him that appealing.
Mm-hmm. I like Knuckles. Knuckles, mm-hmm. Sonic, favorite from the Sonic series. Wonder why, right? And
he's red.
Yeah. And
he's red. He's an echidna.
No.
He's got dreads.
And I like the fact that in Sonic Adventure, every time Sonic gets around, because he's like, "Hey, Knuckles!"
Oh,
and it's pretty funny in the Japanese version.
Knuckles.
Well, I was gonna say something, and I don't remember now.
Let's move on. Last question from Digimatrix is after the character cards. What are some old, forgotten games that need to be in next gen and would work well? Well, Bionic Commando was one that I was thinking of, yeah. But they already come out with that. I don't know. I have a thing for Shatterhand.
Shatterhand was a pretty good
but
game.
I don't know how that would be made non-generic today, because everything is the same mm-hmm. now.
We need Tecmo Bowl,
like an
a good
football,
one. Yeah,
to be
a good one.
Like Tecmo Bowl used to be that same energy and same mm-hmm. flair in the next gen. Not this fucking NFL Tour or Street or whatever the fuck you want to uh-huh. call it today.
NFL Blitz Tour. I like the NFL Blitz one though. That was like very fun.
Did you play Blitz
no.
the League? Yeah, see, I don't know
people
how
people said
well
that was good.
Blitz is
NFL
going.
Blitz was fun, and yeah. Ethan lost it on me.
Oh.
See, it was garbage night, and we were having Dreamcast weekend, and we were playing NFL Blitz, and we decided to switch it off to Tokyo Extreme Racer or whatever the fucking name game is.
Shutoko Highway Battle.
Shutoko Highway Battle. So, yeah, we put that in. I told him to throw out the garbage, and he wound up throwing out NFL Blitz.
Oh, my God.
So
he threw out the garbage.
So he still owes me a game.
What a retard.
But NFL Blitz was great.
Yeah, hold on to that.
I like Tecmo Bowl because I like the popcorn aspect of the game. Like, all you just saw was bodies flying if you, like, break the tackle. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. It's like, bam, bam, popcorn. Love that.
I would like to see another. I would like to see another shot at Bubble Bobble, though. I know that there are some sort of recent games in the last two generations ago. There were still some, but I'd like to see Bubble Bobble come back, like an Xbox Live Arcade version. That's like a new revival of it, not the old stages, but completely new. And I hope they don't really mess around with it too much. You know, don't make it go. Don't make it like long continuous stages. Make it single room thing. It's just like the old one.
Right.
I got one.
I was going to say Pitfall, but Uncharted is kind of like that, because Tomb Raider was really like the new Pitfall, and Uncharted is the new Tomb Raider, you know what I mean? So it kind of fits like that.
They clash into each other, yeah.
I picked up Uncharted, by the way, and I used a gift card, so I got it for $30.
Cool.
I think I could use... I'm trying to think. Everyone's going to say Kid Icarus, and I'm sure they could do a good job with it. As long as they don't make it like the first game.
Yeah.
Which in my head is overrated and just kind of obtuse.
Oh, I know. Urban Champion. We need another fucking remake of that.
That's called Street Fighter 2.
We need a remake of Combat.
Oh.
For Atari.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Let me...
Bullets bouncing off walls.
Let me cheat. I'm going to shoot through the other side of the screen and hit you. I used to do that to my brother all the time. He used to have his tank try to go around the barricades. I just shoot through the screen.
What about a remake of, like, what was that NES game? Maniac Mansion? That was that everyone loved.
That was
like
pretty
good. The adventure game?
Yeah. It had a lot of humor.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Phantasy Star come back. Like, real Phantasy Star.
Mm-hmm.
Not MMOs. Real Phantasy Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a RPG, like that has characters that
and
are static,
single player.
That develop, and that don't have you shooting.
I shouldn't say real RPG because an MMO is actually the epitome of an RPG as you can get. You're playing the role,
right?
But I'm saying like the RPG that I'm used to from Phantasy Star. That's what I meant.
Right. I feel you, dog.
Yeah. Yo, dog, you can sing, dog. I like you, dog. I say yes for Hollywood. I would like to see, there was this old game by Kemco Seiko, or was it just Kemco or Seiko?
One of those two.
Kemco
Seiko. But they split up, though. And by the time, I think maybe by the time that this game came out in Super Nintendo, Top Gear 2, like, is this obscure, weird racing game, but I liked it a lot. And I just think I'd like them to bring it back, but I don't know how it would survive in the midst of things like Project Gotham and all these games that are already great, and Burnout, you know, who cares about an old racing game when you got Burnout?
Yeah, they need to make a better, if not a 3D version, but a better up-to-date 2D version of Castlevania. Not for portable.
Yeah, I agree.
Portable for the new systems.
Right, for the new system. And personally, I would like it. I like them to not use the Metroid formula again. I would like them to go back to traditional, you know, platforming action.
Yeah, let's not remake Castlevania 64.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
No.
That was pretty bad. Tick, 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 clip, tick,
God.
Clip, clip, fell through the floor, tick.
I would like to see a new punch. I would like to see a new punch out.
That'd be cool. With Little Mac
like
again?
Super punch out.
I'd like to see
Little Mac should be
a I'd like to see a new Altered Beast. I'd like to see them do Altered Beast right.
God.
No, but hear me out. I'd like to see them do it right.
Okay.
That's what I meant. The concept I like. The actual execution, no.
No.
I'd like to see them...
Yeah, they have. They just made one or something like that.
Wasn't it?
Sucked.
Oh, they did? Are you sure it wasn't the remake for, like, the treasure?
For PS2.
For the Sega Ages pack?
Oh, no. They made a 3D Altered Beast for PS2. But it sucks. They need
that's
to
what I'm
do
saying,
it right.
Well, that's true, maybe. But obviously they can't. So... I think that's
Choplifter.
Oh shit! Yeah,
Choplifter. That kind of lives on in Glory Days too. Sort of.
Okay.
And I don't know about too many shooters because Radiant Silvergun, Ikaruga, and Gradius 5 have basically taken away anyone else's hope of actually making a shooter that compares ever again. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, everything else is just filler.
We don't need another rad racer, do we?
Omega 5 is good, though.
Omega 5. Oh, okay, that one, yeah. I heard it was short. Have you beat it?
Yeah, it's only 4 stages, but I can't pass the second.
Oopsie.
I lose, like, you know, I haven't really put too much concentration in it yet. I haven't learned the nuances.
Then we need to make another Gradius.
But they just...
No, 5
They just
is,
made 5.
Good. I can't even beat the second level just, of 5.
Really?
You need some practice.
Either that or Life Force. I mean, Life Force was Gradius Part 2, right?
Yeah, sort
Not
of.
Really.
It was like a spin-off.
It's a spin-off. That was one of my favorite characters, Lord British from Life Force.
That's all I got.
Ask me not why.
I don't know why.
Should we move on to the last question?
No,
or you
ask
got more?
Me not why.
Move
I'm
on.
Good.
This is a message from pauldranium@gmail.com. The subject is "Remember his kids," and the message is "Drug fuck you. You don't fuck a drugs." Obviously, this was a spam, but I had to read it.
You know what that? You know, I kind of thought of it as "Remember kids, drug fuck you. You don't." Fuck drugs.
What?
Fuck drugs.
You don't.
It's
fuck
like,
drugs.
Let's just mangle the sentence even further.
Drugs.
Drug fuck.
You.
You don't.
You don't.
Fuck. Drugs. Remember, kids.
Drug.
Drug fuck you,
drug.
You.
Fuck you. You. Don't fuck drugs.
Let me see. The mailbag is still empty. I was looking for another spam, but this is the only one. There's one from... Oh, no, there's no more. All right, that's it. any lasting remarks, or shall we move on to housekeeping?
Keep that
housekeeping!
Marshman actually came from the dead and decided to actually communicate with the world. His podcast, episode 19, is going to be, he says, with any luck, it's going to be up soon. So again, gamespot.com/user/marshman50. Dude, I was about to drop you, man. You waited too long. Of course, Game Slaves Radio is still going on strong. I believe they're in their late 30s, maybe coming on episode 40 soon. Gameslaves.net on iTunes are available as Game Slaves Radio. Let's see. On the site, I'm going to post Jedi Skills Call of Duty 4 review this week. I wanted to let his other review kind of... I believe it was his Mass Effect review, taking some of the limelight. No, Crisis review. Sorry, taking some of the limelight. And I believe that's it for postings. We were supposed to have a Mass Effect review up, but we never got the redraft, so we're still waiting on that. Text review. And maybe I'll write a review or two that aren't virtual console games. Who knows? And I'll put it on Try Games. And maybe... Al will blog some World of Warcraft life at level 70 again.
Yeah.
One can
I should.
Hope.
Now I have another character of which to describe shit with. Yeah.
And so that's it for Al.
For
Tony.
You fuck, dude.
For Ethan.
Hey,
useless.
Burr.
I'm skiing and didn't tell anyone else. I don't care about anything. Dude. I threw away Tony's game.
Go and run into a tree.
Al, that was a perfect imitation.
I'm an idiot. I'm
gonna protect a tree.
Look at a fruit Look at a
fruit tree. Look at a fruit
tree.
Okay, that's it. We're out. I'm your host, Austin Chupon. We're done. Three, two, one.
Bumbleglot.
Just bumbleglot.